I am lunaticradio.com.
I am lunatic radio.
I am lunatic radio.
I am lunatic radio.
I am lunatic radio.
And I am lunatic radio.
I am lunatic radio.
And I am lunatic radio.
And I am lunatic radio.
And I am lunatic radio.
I am lunatic radio.
I am lunatic radio.
And I am lunatic radio.
I am lunatic radio.
Hey, what's up? This is Orac Iverson.
And I am not Tiger Woods,
but I am lunaticradio.com.
Lunatic Radio.
It's hard to understand why people want to listen to this.
Why do you people find this show enjoyable?
Idiocracy starts here with lunaticradio.com.
Go away!
You notice that there's always something wrong with us every week?
By the way, Josh, we need some color from you today.
Ooh. Color? You know what, die.
If I misspeak, it's because Rocket's really loud.
Pardon me! I'm speaking!
Wow.
Fuck. I got excited. I like it. It's a pretty good show.
I think there's some moments of drama and intrigue, but overall, I don't give a shit.
It all sucks! This show stinks! Internet radio should die!
This is Lunatic Radio.
Hey, everybody. LunaticRadio.com show. Kia Rock, comedian Josh Gogan back from his trip in, where were you? Minnesota there.
Minnesota and North Dakota.
Welcome, everybody, listening live via the chat rooms.
North Dakota, why? Why? Why'd you bother?
I don't know.
Josh was back from his comedian trip, his comic tour, comedian thing. Email said the show, lunaticradio.com. Trunkle hotline, 206-202-LUNA. It's 206-202-5666. Bear with us today as it is the Super Bowl, everybody, and we're eating chips, pizza, and drinking some brew as we have a little Super Bowl get-together as we do the radio program here.
Right.
And there's major feedback. Do you hear that? Anybody hear that? Does anybody hear major feedback?
Yeah.
Yes.
Testing one. Houston, we have a problem. I don't even know what that is.
Is that...
And Rock just did it. There we go.
All right.
Now we're back on air.
Okay.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It is Super Bowl Sunday. The Cardinals of Arizona are playing the Steelers of Pittsburgh.
Right.
It's going to be a great game. People are picking Pittsburgh dominate. But I'm going to go with the Cards today.
Gee, I wonder why.
On this Super Bowl Sunday, because my family lives out in Arizona, and I'm going to root for the Cards. Yes. A lot to do on today's radio program. Not only are we going to be drinking beer, we're going to figure out who's going to win the big Wonder Bros contest.
Wonder Bros!
We have all the names entered into a pot. Everybody that has entered the Wonder Bros contest... we took all the names of the contestants, broke them all up, threw them into a pot. We're going to shake up the pot later, and we're going to find out who wins the free painting courtesy of Holy Schnikes. And dude, that's my bike at wonderbros.com.
Wonder Bros!
So we got the Super Bowl going on today. We got a Super Bowl party here going on. Club Jelly's over there in the other room chilling out with this chick, eating some stuff. Rock here, Josh here.
And Heidi will be here soon, which is why everybody's waiting patiently for.
Heidi's going to be showing up with some food.
Yes.
We've been watching the Puppy Bowl.
And I believe Heidi sent me a clip of something that we'll play later on the air. I guess we'll get her on the show and she'll explain the clip that she sent us.
Right.
We have John Basso, I believe, scheduled to come on the program. He is the owner of the Heart Attack Grill.
Oh, not to be confused with John Bazdow.
Why would you?
I'm just kidding.
Right. It's a different name, right?
Not to be confused with John Lennon.
Right.
Or anybody else named John.
You never know.
This guy owns the Heart Attack Grill, which is beginning a lot of press. And I've been doing some research on the,
really?
The establishment there in Chandler or Tempe, Arizona. It's in Arizona somewhere.
You must have been doing extensive research.
It's on Chandler Boulevard.
Somewhere.
But according to the website, it's in Chandler, Arizona. And according to Geraldo Rivera, it's in Tempe, Arizona.
Well, I would go by their website. I think they know where they are better than Geraldo does.
Well, this is the greatest restaurant we have discovered on the radio show. Now, it was sent to us The idea of this restaurant was sent to us by a listener. He turned us on to this. I don't know who the listener is. I forget, and I'm sorry I'm not giving this guy credit.
Boo.
But he turned us on to this restaurant, and now we have the owner coming on today to talk about the Heart Attack Grill and the quadruple bypass bypass and the double bypass.
They have a theme song.
And the single bypass and the nurses.
The Heart Attack Fries and the unfiltered cigarettes and the Jolt Cola.
And the alcoholic beverages this guy serves. Greatest restaurant ever. Getting a ton of press, too. Not only has it been on the CBS Sunday morning show, it's been on Geraldo at Large. Dateline did an expose on it. I saw clips of a German television station doing stories on the Heart Attack Grill. Japanese television, French television. This guy has been getting so much press for his restaurant there in Tempe or Chandler, Arizona. It's going to be nice to talk to this guy.
Well, yeah. Hopefully.
Find cooks out. All of his food in pure lard.
Yeah.
Love him.
And we can find out exactly where he is, whether it's Tempe or Chandler. Yeah, that should be question number one. Where the hell are you?
Yeah, then we'll just hang up.
Well, I just looked at Jenny's emails, and the last one goes, what time Sunday? I don't know if there was a response to that. Did you reply to tell him what time?
All right.
So maybe he will call and maybe not.
We'll see if John, the doctor, Basso, will be calling into the radio program today. So we are chilling out all day watching the Super Bowl. Actually, live right now on the Super Bowl coverage is Barack Obama being interviewed by Matt Lauer live on NBC. Turns out that Barack Obama is a Steeler fan.
Oh, he's taking a stance on that?
Kind of interesting that an African American is a Steeler fan.
Oh.
Well, if you're going to go that route.
Do I? Yes, have some.
Yeah, comedy.
If you're
going
to go that route, did you see where he, was a thing where he had confused a window with a door?
That always happens.
Yeah.
And I was thinking,
well, you know, maybe sometimes to him a window is a door.
I did hear that when the day of the inauguration and the Obama family was going to move into the White House, they had the front door changed to a window.
So you feel more comfortable entering.
Interesting how that works out.
I think they were uncomfortable with actually moving stuff in rather than taking stuff out.
Right.
How bad can we get? Right off the bat.
Yeah, it was interesting when Barack showed up at the White House and just decided to leave and put TVs in his car for some reason. I don't understand what happened there.
Mr. Obama, that's your stuff. You're damn right it's my stuff.
It was like Eddie Murphy in Trading Places. That's your Voss. You can do it.
That's what this whole thing is.
That's what this presidency is. It's Eddie Murphy in Trading Places. Duke in Duke Commodities.
We'll wreck the economy. And we'll get wrapped up in a war to see if we can get this man in the presidency.
Oh, my God.
Here you go, $1.
Yeah. All right. So, the radio program. I'm a little out of it today because I've been babysitting infant twins all weekend.
Oh.
Are they still alive?
They're still alive.
Okay.
And I did not, luckily this time around, I've been preparing for this weekend for about 2 months, knowing that I had to babysit my older sister's infant twins this weekend. Nervous about it forever. And the big weekend came along, and I'm exhausted today.
Really?
Because you got infant twins.
Yeah, but how infant are they? Like, how many?
They are, I believe, 5 months old.
Oh, they don't do a whole lot.
They don't do a lot, but they get a little fussy.
Oh, yeah.
They breathe and shit.
When they get loud and they cry and I get super nervous.
All you got to do is make sure that they've been fed. And their diapers are clean, and then you just put some earphones in and listen to music and let them cry it out.
That's what I did. That's amazing that you know that. I had my iPod rocking the whole time, And, you know, I'd keep my eye on them the entire time. Yeah. But I have my iPod on so I can listen to some music so I don't hear them crying. Man, it's just tiring.
Yeah.
Because I was nervous. You know, I got two kids here. I got to watch my... They're my responsibility. I didn't take my eye off them the whole time. Even when they were sleeping, I didn't take my eye off them. And luckily, I didn't have any disasters other than one time when I wanted to get a little five-minute break to make a pot of coffee. And I went into the old kitchen there to, you know, put the coffee into the old the doily there, throw it into the top, fill up the coffee maker with some water. And as I'm in the middle of that, the kids start fussing in the other room. So I run to the other room. As I'm leaving the kitchen, I hit the old brew button on the coffee maker. And 10 minutes later, I walk back into the kitchen. Guess what I forgot to do? Put the fucking pot.
Oh.
I forgot to put the pot in the coffee maker, and the coffee was all over the counter.
Boom.
And I got two kids in the other room screaming that they wanted the baba. What? And I got a kitchen full of coffee.
So that's what you say every night. Weird.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's not so bad with one of them. I could see twins being a little bit nerve-wracking.
Yeah, it was nerve-wracking. The thing that I was worried about the most was changing the diaper, because...
Are they boys or girls?
One boy, one girl.
Oof.
One boy, one girl, so I got a mix of both. I had a staring contest for about 24 hours with the boy, and I had to rock the girl for about 24 hours.
Did you have to clean some ass porridge at any point?
I did. My sister let me know that usually during the morning when they wake up at 5:30.
Oh, they're regulars.
I have to change poopy pants.
Yeah. It's a regular.
And luckily, one out of the two had poopy pants, and I did not puke, luckily.
Which wow. one was it?
The girl. The girl had poopy pants.
Because boys are a whole lot easier to clean up.
Really? I find, well, I've only changed the my nephew once when he had poopy pants, and he had poo all over his sack.
Yeah, but boys are all external. You don't have to go into any crevices.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to clean vajayjay.
Oh man, that's going to be bad.
Yeah.
Then you get like rot vagina. Yeah. Vagina rot.
I mean, and you got to do it, and like, I couldn't, that's why I don't want a girl, because...
That's brutal.
It's somewhat creepy, too.
This is why I don't like chicks with IBS.
I did not take the children to a strip club coming in from Holy Schnikes in the chat room. I did not do that. I spent the night watching golf and looking at the kids.
Yeah.
Changing poopy pants. Luckily, when my niece had poopy pants, it was all on the back.
Ah.
It was like, yeah, she pooped and it like went up her back.
Well, what?
Yeah, it was weird.
Actually, if you're comfortable with it, a good trick is to just hose them off.
Yeah. Because when kids take dumps, it doesn't look like a normal dump.
No.
It looks like...
It goes in stages. You would love the first 3 days of baby poop.
It looks like some sort of
like
onion dip.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like onion dip.
Like the first few days, they still got some of the amniotic fluid passing through them. And that is some, oh God, it's creepy.
Boy, oh boy, man.
I'm hungry now.
It's like horror film stuff coming out of a kid.
Yeah, it's stressful. It's stressful. I'm clearly not prepared to have children yet.
Yeah.
Not yet. Not twins, at least.
No, you know, I don't know how anybody does it. Like those people who wind up with eight.
Yeah, that couplet.
How do you do that?
What about that show on like TLC with the woman with like 16 kids or some shit like that?
Why? Ugh.
What does her body look like? It's got to be a mess and a half.
It doesn't matter at that point. Like,
well, after like four, it doesn't matter, right? But still, I mean, it's gotta.
No, I know, but it's just kind of like one of those. I can't imagine her husband wanting to do anything anyway. Like that would be seared into my memory every time. Like, I don't want to have another eight.
Yeah.
Ugh.
But I mean, in all seriousness, though, like, is the human body able to? Is it built to give birth to 16 or so children?
No. That's we don't give birth to litters.
Yeah, right. like that brought out in California this week. With the in vitro, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Fucking had a litter of kids. And apparently, according to all the Fox News and those people, she's addicted to having children.
Really?
She has an addiction to having children. And now the story is with this lady who had the 8 kids or whatever it was. The story is, the spin on the story is that she had all these kids so that she can go on TV shows like Oprah and become famous.
I don't doubt it.
No, I don't. It doesn't sound too far-fetched to me, not in this day and age.
That's
back in the 60s, maybe I would have bought that she just liked to have kids.
But yeah.
Nowadays, when I hear a story like this...
Well, you got to break a record, and then you can go on a tour.
Yeah, like she's going to go on tour with the kids. This lady had, what was it, 7 kids already? Before she had these 8?
It gets to the point where you got to take into consideration the other kids. Like the ones you already have, and go, you know what, it's not fair to them for me to have 8 more at one time.
There's all sorts of stories coming out about her financial standing, and her mother says that she's addicted to having kids. How do you have an addiction to having kids?
I don't know. Because that's like a...
Isn't that like just torturing yourself? Because... When you have 8 kids, you got to take care of them.
Well, I think it might be...
I take care of my kids.
What it could be is she's addicted to the pregnancy part. Because, I mean, women get...
What? No way!
Yeah, when women are pregnant, they just get tons of attention heaped on them. You know, everybody waits on them hand and foot. Do you need anything? Oh, you look so good. And, you know, there's a ton of, you know, positive stuff coming at them. And then once the baby's there, you know, mother sucks. Jeez. It's all about the baby.
That's what they're saying this week.
Yeah.
She had the baby, so she become famous.
Famous.
What I hope is that no one pays attention to her from this day forward.
Yeah.
Let her try to raise those 12 kids. I mean, it's bad for the kids.
Is she a single mom, too?
Yeah.
Why?
She went to the old clinic there and was like, you know what? You know, pop me in with 8. Let's fuck with this thing. Put 8 in there. I want to have a litter.
That's great. That's 8 future criminals.
8 right future. There. She has 12 of them, actually. 12 future.
12 future criminals.
Criminals. Yeah. Gave birth to a fucking football team. Asshole.
Man.
She's Rachel in the chat room says she's a single mom and lives with her parents.
Single mom lives with her parents. Mother called her a psycho.
Really?
Eh. Give or take.
Have her committed.
You paraphrasing?
Yeah, well, if you're addicted to having kids, I mean, come on.
Yeah, you got a little bit of
a little psychotic.
Yeah, I'd say she is addicted to falling downstairs.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. Stupid. Just a stupid con. Ugh.
Continuing story, right?
Annoying. It's annoying. I hate it. Super Bowl Sunday and I gotta think about this shit. Super Bowl Sunday, I gotta think about a fucking broad in Cali who's addicted to having kids. I got the fucking Cardinals, I got the Steelers, I got Bob Costas and Dan Patrick and Keith Olbermann talking to me about the fucking
Is being on TV show for 5 seconds really worth it?
Because apparently it is.
It's not like you're famous. You're not remembered. You know, you're one of those freak segments that a year from now someone's going to bring it up and you go, "Who? Oh, yeah, I kind of remember that."
Right. She'll become a side note on Wiki.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In a week, she'll be a little anecdote on the internet. That's what she'll be. And where are these kids going to be? Going, "Hey, Ma, I need some fucking food."
She's probably
going to get a fucking job, Ma.
It's insane.
But no, she's probably planning on having another 12 of these kids. Unbelievable. Do you think a person like that should be arrested? Because the evidence is leaning towards, and the way the news is spinning this lady's story, it's leaning towards, this lady's doing something wrong.
Yeah.
You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, she kind of is. I mean, it's not... I don't know. It's one of those things that... If someone's on welfare, I think that they should have to be on birth control. Just because it's one of those, well, if the public is paying for it, then you're going to have to go abide by the public's rules kind of things. I mean, there's got to be some consideration of not decency, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to have consideration for the kids that are already there.
Right.
You can't be, and if you can't afford them, if you live at home with your mom, first of all, you know, her mom and dad shouldn't be enabling her like that.
But right.
I don't know. What do you do?
Her mom and dad aren't being parents.
Right.
And they obviously
haven't
been.
So I wonder where this chick gets it from.
Right. I mean, where's this girl? I heard somewhere there. What is it? A year to raise a kid. It costs you about, what, 70 grand or something like that?
Wow.
I heard that figure somewhere.
What? No way.
Something like that. You're spending like 70 grand on it. This
Holy
got,
shit.
She's got 12. She lives at home with her parents.
I mean, granted.
What? 150,000 to the age of 18, Simon says.
Wow. Over. Yeah, but I think.
What are you, stats.com over there?
Well, I think the more. I think the more that you have, though, like the lower that number gets because you have all the hand-me-downs from the previous ones and. You know, the older ones can eventually look after the younger ones. You don't have to pay for the babysitting and that kind of thing. So it might get cheaper as you go. So maybe she's looking at it like eventually she'll get to the point where she makes money having kids.
Wow.
Yeah, well, that's her deal. She's trying to do all these talk shows and make a gazillion dollars. She actually has some sort of quote that she wants a certain amount of money before she goes on these shows.
She probably wants a...
Blah, blah, blah.
Probably wants a book deal, too.
Book deal.
Who doesn't, right?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I think she should just set up a webcam so we can all see her vagina.
That's...
Just to see what that fucker looks yeah. like after 12 years, or 12 kids. You know what I mean?
Upside down garbage can.
What can that vagina look like? Unbelievable.
A mess?
Yeah.
I think.
It's like a gaping open mayonnaise jar.
Somebody fucked it with dynamite.
With silly putty around it.
She had sex with the grenade.
I'll look at you.
All sorts of jokes I have today. Yeah. Who's singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl? Oh, Jennifer Hudson, right.
Hey, Karen, look at this. I just got a little thing from the chat room here. Mm-hmm. Nova Stardust says it looks like she's having ex-Vikings players coming to her Super Bowl party.
Oh, so you're having an orgy.
Yeah, so you're just kind of, you're going to get deep-dicked by a bunch of intensely steroided black guys.
Hopefully your Super Bowl party isn't on a boat.
No, yeah. Now, is there such thing as a non-consensual orgy?
Yeah, right. Can you just accidentally show up at an orgy? But yeah. Oh, I didn't realize this was an orgy.
Especially if it was your house that just turned into it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, okay. You're hosting a party, and then like all of a sudden an orgy breaks out.
Yeah.
All right, as a host,
this.
Do you have to are you forced to join the orgy if it's at your
your
domain?
I think etiquette would show that you had to make sure that the orgy participants were having a good time.
Yeah, I think you'd have to
have to go around passing out lube and things like that to make sure everything's going smooth.
If anyone needs a drink, if the temperature in the room's okay.
Clean up
like
afterward.
That. Right, anyone need some tissues? There's got to be orgy
Hold on, coming in from the peeves, the broad in California need the sump pump during sex.
Oh!
I honestly don't know where he's going with that, but that's kind of funny. Anybody that uses the word sump pump during sex. Talking about sex is kind of funny. I don't know. Hey, Keith Olbermann on the... fucking Tiki Barber, too.
Tiki Barber?
You know what? NBC should never do the Super Bowl coverage.
Joey never got a ring?
NBC.
NBC. All right, so we got the Super Bowl going on.
Yes,
we're going to figure out who's going to get that free painting of whatever they.
We've
like,
got it going on.
We've
got the Super Bowl going on.
We do.
Yeah. Don't think NBC has it going on.
No, we have it going on.
We, it's all us.
No, they're all. Actually, it's funny. When the Super Bowl starts, Rock, I, and Josh will be doing the play-by-play from the studio as we're watching the TV.
Rise. So if you're listening live, it'll be like you're actually witnessing the radio, like radio broadcast.
Although the delay would probably be Would we be commenting on what happened a minute and a half ago?
Yeah, where's Shannon Sharpe today? This is his big moment.
Well, he's on CBS too.
So he doesn't. Oh, he gets to do nothing?
No.
Oh, boo.
He's giving his lips a break today.
Fucking.
Believe me, he's probably doing Stairmasters with those lips.
He's getting more. He's already gone to training for next year.
Unbelievable. Those things are awesome. All right, we'll take a break. We'll get the show started right after this.
Hi, this is Richard Patrick, and you're listening to the Lunatic Radio Show.
It's lunaticradio.com.
Lunatic Radio.
This is what you do. You go on MySpace, right?
Yeah.
And you find some girl who looks a little whorish, who lives in the state that you're in. Yeah. You don't go with the girl who's got the glossy, like, professional porno star picture. You got the girl who looks like, you know, she only has, like, 16 friends, and she has, like, right. low self-esteem.
Right, right.
Then you go on, and you read her little bio about herself, and whatever her dream is, you send her an email and tell her that you think she can achieve it.
Alienating people since 1979.
The LunaticRadio.com show.
It sucks. I did it on a double date once.
I feel a joke coming.
Nah, it's for real. I was driving. I had my hand on the seat. I just met this girl. I actually dated her for a long time after that, but I got to a gas station. I was using my socks, you know, to clean my ass up because there was nothing in the gas station. It was terrible.
Have you ever been banging a chick and had to take a shit?
No.
I can't get hard when I got a shit. That's fucked up.
So you want to get there.
Yeah, that's my problem. I can.
That's why he doesn't jerk off in a bowl.
It's fucked up. Like, my body's like, oh, no, I got a shit. I can't do anything else. I got to get out of me. Once I shit, it's, you know, it's fine.
I've been thrusting away at times, and the other end of me is going, wants to get out.
I got things to do, buddy.
Right. My ass is going, I'm going to drop it right here.
Yo.
I can't hold this shit.
I don't care
anymore.
What you're doing right now.
One time I was doing this girl, man. She takes me home. An older girl. So she was pretty hot, you know. So I'm thinking, like, I got to fucking last long. You know, so I'm thinking of ways to, like, just, you know, baseball, cash, everything under the sun. I'm going to town. Also, I get a cramp in my leg. I was like, oh, this is great. This buys me, like, 5 more minutes.
Yeah.
I get a cramp in my other leg. So I'm, like, flapping on this chick like a fucking dead fish. My arm is hurting. I'm really putting too much weight on her. So she kicks me over.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, she embarrasses me. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, this is embarrassing. But I still got a hard on. I can do it. I figure maybe she get on top. No, she rubs me. She really puts me down, like, in a nice way. It happens, she says. I'm saying, oh, God, I'm laying there. She's rubbing my chest. I got my friggin' legs straight, my toes spread for cramps, you know. And then she's going down on me nice. She's kissing my belly. She goes down. She's got my cock in the leg. Exactly. And all of a sudden, she's, like, being really sexy. And I'm just laying there. There's nothing I can do. I feel like a friggin', you know, like a paralyzed person. I'm in a coma and whatever. She puts my left nut in her mouth. My whole body just, like, dropped, like, relaxed. Next thing you know, I farted right on her chin. My whole body relaxed. Right on her chin. Her eyes opened up like 777 in a jackpot machine. I jumped up, ran to the bathroom like a girl who got a first period. It was so embarrassing, girl. It was embarrassing. I was in there holding my ass like, oh, my God. And see, now she's outside the bathroom. It happens. It's okay. I'm like, what's wrong with this girl, man?
Nice.
And the bad part was I had to stay there and have her drive me home the next day.
No!
Yeah, it was embarrassing.
Oh, awkward.
Dude, weeks later, I'm on friggin' Highland Boulevard in Staten Island, and there's a whole bunch of girls going into a club. And I'm looking over, I'm at the red light, I'm checking them out. Look at that. Out of the group, one goes, they farted on me.
Oh, no.
I can't win.
Oh,
bro.
That's awful.
Can't win.
And now back to the LunaticRadio.com show. We suck.
I rip shit like a bro when I throw, and I score points with the joints that I throw, cause I throw deadly, I'm no punk, see, I break backs, make tracks, and get funky, there's nowhere to run to, cause nobody cares, MCs drop to your knees, say your prayers, the luck of the Irish is about to kick in, prepare to die and notify your next of kin, I'm going all out, fucked up and call out, that's how I'm living, punk, you better stall out, this is the house of pain, to come inside is insane. I'll put your head out, I'll put your head out, jump up, spread out. I'll put your head out, I'll put your head out, put your head out, jump up, spread out. I'll put your head out.
Yeah. House of Pain, bitch.
Yeah.
Word up.
I was just recently informed by Facebook that you've become a fan of House of Pain.
I have always been a fan of House of Pain. Love the House of Pain, Cypress Hill, all that old school rap. New shit sucks dick. By the way, Kanye West. Update on Kanye West.
Your boy.
He's at the, what is it? The fucking fashion show is that faggot at? S. Hall. I saw him in the New York Post today. Picture of this fucking homosexual. With a mohawk and red sneakers. At the fashion show in France.
Not red sneakers.
Yeah.
That's a sign of a real fag.
Red sneakers. What an asshole. Asshole Kanye West. Thank you very much. I just want to rid the world of him.
Thought you would have more on him than that.
That's all I have on Kanye West.
That's it?
It's annoying. He annoys the balls off of me, and I just want his career to end. That's all I want. Now that Barack's in office, maybe Barack can issue an executive order.
Some legislation.
Rid that kid of a career.
Wow, you just used too big a word for Karen. Legislation.
No, I said executive order.
I know what you mean.
By the way, we're watching the Puppy Bowl 5 on Animal Planet.
Potentially more interesting than the actual Super Bowl.
Yeah, it literally what they do is they get an AstroTurf, I don't know, 15 by 15 field. It's like a box.
Yeah.
And they take a bunch of toys. They throw the toys in a box.
And really hot.
And they take about, 20 different breeds of dogs, and they throw them into the box. And somebody does the VO play-by-play stuff.
Wow. A lot of stuff goes in that box.
Yeah. And, we just watch. You really don't know what's going on in the Puppy Bowl.
But it really doesn't matter.
No, it really doesn't, because we're watching it.
It's not about who wins or loses the Puppy Bowl. It's whether they have fun.
We literally watched this Puppy Bowl for about 2 hours, and it's still going on.
Yeah.
On Animal Planet.
The game's still going on?
It's still on.
We were watching it like an hour before.
Apparently, the chow is kicking some ass. There he is. There's the chow right there on the Puppy Bowl 5. He's got a, it looks like a loofah.
A loofah sponge?
Yeah. And now he's laying down. He's laying down on the 15. He's at the 12.
Laying down at the 12.
Oh, there's a flag on the play.
This is riveting, Karen.
Yeah. Riveting stuff on the Puppy Bowl. All right, so what are we doing? Oh, Super Bowl.
Super Bowl
is today.
Super Bowl.
Actually, you're not really allowed to say it.
Yeah, the big game.
It's the big game.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
You can't. Well, no, because we're not trying to make money off of it. So.
Oh.
Welcome to LunaticRadio.com's coverage of Super Bowl 84.
Yeah, sure.
Super Bowl 84, the Arizona Cardinals and Akron Steelers. We're going to go around the board quickly. And in the other room, by the way, get in here. We're going to pick who, we're going to make predictions.
Oh, Olbermann's so good with Tiki. Heck, that's a riveting conversation.
We're going to go around the room here, and everybody's going to give their prediction of the Super Bowl, which will take place in Tampa, Florida, in about a half hour. All right, let's go around the board. Josh Gogan first. Who are you picking? Steelers or Cardinals? Now, I noticed that you're wearing a number 86 Steelers Hines Ward jersey.
Am I?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, you're not a big fan of the old football, are you?
I am indeed not, but thanks to a listener, East Bay Chris, he sent me some Steelers jerseys, so I've been drafted to a Steelers supporter, so I'm gonna back the Steelers, I suppose.
Going with the Steelers. Yeah. Now we got one for the Steelers. All right, there we go.
With a score of 0-3.
Let's throw it over to Rocket. Rocket, please give me some analysis on the game and your picks, sir.
I think that the Steelers defense will.
Uh-huh. No, I'm judging you based on the work Shannon Sharp does.
I think the Steelers' defense will be better than the Arizona.
I think Shannon might have you on the analysis.
Arizona Cardinals offense.
So you're picking.
I'm picking the Steelers
for better defense.
23-10 Steelers.
Oh, you didn't give a score.
No, I did. 0-3.
0-3. The Cubs.
Yeah.
Let's throw it over to Club Jelly, who has joined us for the Super Bowl party. He's wearing a Eli Manning Giants jersey. By the way, you probably played quarterback better than Eli. Go ahead. What's your Super Bowl prediction? Steelers, Arizona Cardinals, and Tampa Bay.
Oh, I thought we were doing Puppy Bowl predictions. I was going to pick the lazy little Schroeder dog.
The Schroeder dog who just lays down. Go ahead.
Steelers.
27-20. What do you think? It's going to be the defense of the Steelers that's going to push them over the edge?
I think the defense is going to get a couple run backs, interception run backs.
Mm-hmm.
It all depends. If Arizona can start running the ball, it sounds very cliche.
Right.
But if they can run the ball, then I think they're going to actually compete at least.
Right.
If all they do is pass, the Steelers are going to sit back there and pick them off and 45-3.
What about Eli?
I think he's still sulking.
He's not playing today.
I'm wearing the Giants jersey in honor of Kurt Warner, though, for his whopping 6 games.
As a Giant?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a...
He was Eli's mentor, so you know he's good.
He had a great run. I'm going to go with the... I'm going to go against the grain here on the show. Everybody's picking the Steelers. I'm going to go with the Arizona Cardinals.
That's because Fat Kev will beat you up if you don't.
Fat Kev, not a fan of the Arizona Cardinals. I don't think any of my family is, even though they all live out there.
But are they rooting for them?
They are going to root for the Arizona Cardinals. But I just cannot root for any team from the city of Pittsburgh. Mm. It's the worst city in the world. It really is.
Worse than Detroit?
It could be. It could be. Yeah. It's only a little bit.
Have you ever been to Pittsburgh?
Yes, I have. It's okay. Terrible.
I semi agree with you. I just check in if you have been.
Yeah. No, it's terrible.
It is terrible, but
it's a weird area because there's mountains in city. They don't know what they're doing there.
It's very like,
is it urban or country? I don't understand.
No, it is because you go from the airport and you're driving along in the country. You go through a tunnel through this huge mountain.
Yes.
And you get to like the three rivers. It's basically as soon as you come through the tunnel, there's 10 blocks, a river, 10 blocks of city, and then another river. And if obviously a lot of places are spread out.
The mountain that the tunnel goes through is not even a mountain. It's like a hill. They can put the road over the hill. Why couldn't they do that? Like in California, in Phoenix, they do that.
Well, they're a big mining community, so I think they just, like the mining lobbyists, you know, so we got to go through it.
I just cannot.
It's more manly to go through a mountain than over it.
I just cannot root for anything.
And then they've got that
Pittsburgh.
Weird a trolley whatever thing that goes from basically the flat part all the way up to the houses on the top of the hill, which is just odd. You just see it like in 2009 and you're like, they're still using the trolley?
The trolleys and they're mining for coal. I don't get it. What's going on in Pittsburgh?
That's why they call it the Pits. It's such a gray city, too. Yeah.
They had like their own cheesesteak, too. Mm. Like
a
they
Pittsburgh
had to have.
Cheesesteak?
Yeah, which is, it's sliced French bread. So it's, you know, like just slices. It's not like a little loaf of bread that's been. And then they put in the steak and the cheese and then French fries and a couple other things and mush it all together. And it's like, it's the Pittsburgh cheesesteak. Well, this
it sounds like
bizarre.
The stoner meal.
Yeah.
You know your city sucks when you're hacking a recipe from Philadelphia. Another shit city. I just hate Pennsylvania in general.
Philly's not a bad city. Oh, parts of it are.
Yeah.
But the history, it's a history-rich city.
Fuck.
Did you ever see Rocky? Come on. I mean, it's
I did
great.
See Rocky.
Yeah.
No. I just don't. I don't get it. I don't.
At the Liberty Bell.
Yeah.
I'm picking
the Rocky
Constitution. Constitution was signed there.
I am picking the Arizona Cardinals for two reasons. The franchise stinks, and there are a lot of hot chicks in Arizona. So I'm going to go with the Arizona Cardinals to win the Super Bowl today. Quarterbacked by Kurt Warner, cripple with an arm.
I think Kurt Warner actually looks younger now than he did when he won his first Super Bowl.
I will say Cardinals 17, Steelers 14.
Who's going to be the MVP?
Kurt Warner, of course.
Kurt Warner.
Yeah, guy's got an amazing arm. Although he looks like he's about to die every time he drops back.
Mm.
So there you go. That's our Super Bowl predictions, everybody. Here we go.
Look at that. Do you have any NFL music? You know?
Here we go.
How far are we off till kickoff?
An hour.
An hour?
6:28 is the official time.
6:28.
I hear that. Yeah.
How douchey is that?
I hear that Jennifer
it used to
Hudson.
6:17, which I think is.
Why would they? Why?
Well, you know,
I could see 6:15 maybe, but not.
It's just heavily orchestrated between advertisements, flyovers, and the national anthem, Josh.
I hear that Jennifer Hudson, the young American Idol star and Oscar winner, right? She won an Oscar for something, didn't she?
Yes.
Probably a film performance.
She will be singing,
Dream,
making her
white.
First television appearance
black girls.
Since her mother,
I have no idea,
brother, and like grandparents got killed.
I just wish she was dating Heath Ledger at the time. That would have been a great story, though.
I don't even know what he's saying there. What is he saying?
I'm not exactly.
No.
Oh, because everybody in her life would have died.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
That would actually be an awesome story. She's got suddenly has no one.
Just as she was recovered from the suicide of Heath Ledger, some guy breaks into her parents' house and kills them all. Listen, yeah. Wouldn't it be better if it happened all to one person than murder gets death spreads out amongst a group?
You know, I would say you got a good point there.
Who's playing the halftime show?
Bruce Springsteen.
Wow. The E Street Band?
Yeah. It'd be. I just want to see the guy from The Sopranos. Because he always dresses like such a fruitcake.
Oh, yeah. A little Steven Van Zandt, right?
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah. So he's got. It's basically he just wears the shirts he used to wear in The Sopranos on his head.
Yes. So Bruce is playing the halftime thing. They got themselves a nice little Super Bowl going on. Other than the Arizona Cardinals being in it, things look pretty good.
Yeah, but you're pulling for them, so.
I am pulling for them.
Yeah.
I mean, here's a franchise that hasn't won shit ever. I think this was like the first time they were in the playoffs, wasn't it? Something like that. All the they're like the worst team to ever be in the playoffs.
Yeah, they've got the longest drought next to the Cubs in winning it all in your sport.
But what's great about Arizona is that no one gives a fuck.
You know what?
No one cares. Like, if the Cubs make the playoffs, everybody in Chicago is going crazy.
It'd be funny.
Arizona made the playoffs, and people didn't even want to go to the game.
It'd be great if there was, like, a crazy loophole, and Detroit was allowed to be in the...
Just, yeah, 0-16. Well, come on in.
Well, I think Detroit should have to play the Florida Gators.
They really should. They should go back to college.
And if you lose against the Gators, you're out of the NFL.
Yeah. It's right. 0-16. Now, that's the best story of the NFL season. No matter what happens today, 0-16 Detroit Lions.
You almost had to figure when they were 0-15, they were just like, all right, let's just go for a perfect season.
Let's be known for something.
Yeah.
They don't remember us if we're 1-15.
Yeah. Because then it's you know, too little, too late.
Yeah.
Why not make some fun out of it?
It is 5:43 on the East Coast. Everybody's warming up. We see the coverage. Dan Patrick on the field there.
Call him up.
The Steelers. Dan Patrick, who was supposed to be on the show, yeah, by the way, never got back to us. There's Dan Patrick on the field. Steelers are warming up. People are packing up the stands. Looks like they're getting ready maybe to get some pregame festivities going on. More highlights. Can they not have... Jesus, they started their pregame at 9 this morning, NBC. 9.
Well, there's a lot to cover.
Yeah.
What?
Well, what kind of grass is on the field? Yeah. And who, you know, what is the guy who paints the lines? How does he spend his day?
Yeah. What's his training regimen?
Yeah.
Mm.
There's a lot.
I watched 20 minutes of the...
how do they make the hot dogs that they sell in the stands?
Exactly.
I watched 20 minutes on the history of Tampa. They did
Tampa
a story
has
about...
A history?
Yeah, they had a history. Yeah, I guess there were pirates or something way back when that invaded Tampa. I mean, it wasn't even Tampa at the time.
I thought they just said the Buccaneers because they were on the water.
That's what I thought too, but apparently not.
You know, like the New York Giants. It's not like there's actually Giants that used to live here.
There were like Giants that roamed the northern Jersey.
This went to Screensaver. Is that a bad thing?
No, that's all right. Yeah. By the way, Rocket has taken a break from the show.
All of a sudden, like the chat, we're just... Big picture of that or something.
Hey, Rock, you know you're going to have to come back to the show eventually because I got to take a break.
That's okay.
Yeah, right.
I didn't know.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. I didn't go to
Rock's like, oh,
University of Phoenix Radio Engineering School.
You're doing a good job. I'm,
you guys all right? You need anything?
No, we're okay, Rock. We're doing a radio show.
Yeah.
See you later.
Something you're supposed to be a part of.
An integral part of.
He didn't respond to my question. He just walked out of the room.
Hey,
in many ways, that was a response.
I guess so.
his whole attitude is, you're lucky you're having a show today. This...
All right, so we're just hanging out today. If you're listening live, thanks for listening live. We'll take a break back right after this. Simon, Club Jelly in studio. Heidi will be here later.
I'm going to get some pizza.
Join the program, and let's get some pizza and drink it up.
Yo, this is Rocket from Lunatic Radio. Listen to the show or die. Biatch!
I don't know how to tell this story because I really want to get into this.
It's going to be a Mad Libs story.
I'm gonna try to keep a certain person out of it.
So blank happened with blank, and we did blank.
Right. Say that again, Rock.
So blank happened with blank, and we did blank.
And we ended up going to sleep. Right?
Sure.
The whole time I was out in Arizona, I don't know what was going on with my stomach. Maybe because I was eating all the delicious treats from the holidays, the brownies, the cookies, the fucking fruit bread, whatever the fuck that crap is.
Gingerbread? Did you have some gingerbread?
Gingerbread. The little gingerbread, the holiday coffee, and the cheeses, and the delicious dishes, and all the holiday stuff, the eggnog, whatever. Drinking it all. So my stomach the whole time is like just
telling
it
go fuck yourself.
Up. It's all fucked up.
Yeah.
Like I got gas all the time.
Yeah. I hate that feeling. It's like, go away. You should take it some Vino.
So the whole time I'm doing blank with blank, I got to hold in the
blank.
The thoughts. Like, my stomach is doing a little grumble. You ever have a little grumble? Like, your stomach is digested.
You ever do an internal fart? I hate that.
That's what I was doing.
Internal farts.
Now when
the worst.
Now, when I was...
You could die.
After doing blank, right, and going to bed, in that, like, time between blanking and trying to fall asleep, you're just laying there, right? And my stomach's going...
It's the internal farts because you shut the door,
right?
So it's got to turn around,
right?
Because it's still in the process. Like, all right, we're gonna go out. Oh, we gotta turn around. And it's because
you know, if I was home alone, that crap, I'm farting right out,
right? And you feel bad.
And my body's used to that because I live alone and I just let them out.
Sure.
It's not a big deal,
right?
So, but I gotta hold them in now because I'm laying next to blank,
yeah,
right? And blank's not a dude, by the way.
Joey Blank.
His name's not Joey. Joey Blank. It's just blank. So after doing blank and sleeping next to blank and then trying to, you know, fall asleep,
hey,
holding in the farts the whole time.
That's right? Rough. Eat that.
And falling asleep, you know, having a nice night's rest. Pretty much was woken up by my ass going. And I was like, what the fuck?
Like it woke you up. Football practice. What?
It was one of those ass blasts that wake you up.
Oh, hell yeah, because it's so fucking loud.
And in that split second, by the time my ass made like an eruption of just gas, I was like, oh my God, am I getting too old? I can't hold in my own farts anymore.
What's next? The bladder's going to go.
Then it went straight to what Blank was thinking. Is Blank asleep? I hope Blank's asleep.
Did you just like look over to see like, and like listen to hear like the rhythmic breathing pattern to see if she was asleep?
After I did this...
woke up in a panic. I was just waiting for the little chuckle from across the bed. I was waiting for the little, you farted, old man. You know
old
what I mean?
Man. Cut down on the prunes.
At least you didn't try old to cover it with, like, mouth noises after that.
No, the only thing you can do, listen, after you do that, all you can hope is that she's still sleeping.
I don't know, I was hoping. I actually got up a little bit and looked over, and I looked down, and I was just like, I hope she's sleeping. And I was so embarrassed by it, I tried to, like, cover it up by just doing a snuggle, like, admission that I just farted.
Snuggle.
It was like an
admission. Wait a minute. You
snuggle admission. It was a snuggle / admission that I just farted, and I hope you didn't hear it. If you didn't, don't bother.
So wait a minute. With the only potential of getting out of it is hoping that she still is sleeping. Yeah, then you decided to snuggle with her.
Then
which
you wake her up
and
tell her.
Right.
Hey, by the way, I hope my fart didn't wake you up.
Because I'm like all of it. Like in that, at that point when you fart in bed with somebody sort of new, whatever, right? You gotta call attention to it, but I wasn't really confident in calling attention to it. So I kind of did like a snuggle / admission to farting, and I hope you didn't hear that I just admitted to farting or the fart either. So I hope we just fall asleep again type of thing. I don't know. It was weird. So I farted. I stood up, looked at her. Hopefully she didn't realize. And then in that same motion, I did a...
Oh, my.
And you said it? What an idiot.
I'll do a reenactment. I'll try to do a reenactment. Here we go.
I knew you just farted.
You are horrible under pressure. Horrible.
I'll try it again.
All right.
I knew you farted.
It sounds like a Muppet.
It's a Muppet.
Lunatic Radio.
I'm calling to let you know that I will never do the show again.
Yes!
All right.
Yes! Alienating people since 1979.
Hey, this is Josh Gogan, and coming up on Lunatic Radio, we've got porn, 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 and porn. God bless you people.
It's LunaticRadio.com. And now back to the show. LunaticRadio.com.
There is no love left in your eyes. There is love between your thighs. Roll over, say goodbye.
Word up, everybody. LunaticRadio.com show just chilling out today. Literally, really just chilling out today. Super Bowl party going on here as we do the radio program. Everybody's real distracted. We got the Puppy Bowl again on the radio, on the TV.
That was the best 15 minutes of radio I've ever done.
Rocket took a break from the show, second segment.
And Heidi's here, so now I can get up again in a little while.
Heidi has shown up. Heidi, you have some clip you want to play, right? All right, Heidi's got a clip she wants to play. And, yeah, we're just hanging out today. It's Kira Rock, Josh Gogan. Emails to show, lunaticradio.com. Drunkle hotline, 206-202-LUNA. It's 206-202-5666. I want to hear Jennifer Hudson do her Star-Spangled Banner thing.
See how she ruins it.
Yeah, I want to see her ruin it. Make it all about her.
Blah, blah.
Right up.
I think it'd be great.
Josh has audio of Ashton Kutcher.
The wonderful Ashton Kutcher.
What happened?
Well, apparently Ashton Kutcher's neighbor is having a house built.
In California.
Yeah. And
and it's annoying him?
Yeah, apparently it's annoying him because they start work at the very, very early hour of 7:30.
You know, that is an early hour.
I don't even know that hour. That exists in the morning?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I mean, you know, apparently there are some people who get up early and go to work.
Right.
And these people are really annoying to the likes of Ashton Kutcher.
Now, who... well, play the clip. We'll decide. Is Ashton mad at the construction workers or the builder himself?
I think he's mad at everybody.
Oh.
All right, let's see what Ashton has to say.
Oh.
Hey. I'm just recording this for legal purposes, but I can also share it with the world, okay? It's 7:30 a.m., and I get to wake up in my bedroom to my fucking jackass neighbor. I don't know if I can say fucking. To my jackass neighbor doing this next to my porch. And you see, this is my porch. This is my house.
Lovely house, by the way.
This is my deck. Right up there, that's my bedroom. This is where my dickweed neighbor has decided to be building a house at 7 a.m., pounding on steel and welding right next to my friggin' house.
Friggin' house.
I woke up this morning to pounding, welding steel.
It's a Demi Moore joke in there somewhere.
I'm gonna lose it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna lose it.
Yeah.
It's been going on for 4 months now. This guy's got another thing coming.
All right. Should he have a right to be pissed?
I don't know.
Maybe naturally you would want to get angry.
I mean, if a house has to be built.
But you have to deal with it.
Yeah.
Because that guy has every right to hire whoever he wants to come build his house.
Right.
At any... Well, it's 7:30 in the morning. That's when people go to work.
Yeah. And what I love are the comments.
It's not like they're doing it at 3 o'clock in the morning.
The comments that people left. Like, wow, people with real jobs are interrupting my sleep. Deal with it, you douche.
Right. Deal with it.
No, I'm not happy with that. I wake up an hour later.
You mean deal with it? Is that just shut your face?
Yeah. How about you?
Oh, is that what that means? That's a translation.
Sleep on another side of the,
we don't
of the
mean,
house.
We don't mean deal with it, march over there and yell at the guy.
Yeah.
Suck it up.
Yeah. Right.
The guy has every right to fucking build a house next to your house. He owns that fucking land.
Yeah, but you have certain hours you're allowed to work at.
7:30, I'm sure, is an appropriate hour.
I think it's 8 o'clock. I think it's 8 o'clock in New York. Oh, you got something, Simon?
8 o'clock?
Simon's got something. Sweet. Here, go.
Simon, you have something to add to the Ashton Kutcher story?
I haven't seen this video, and I don't know the story, but I do know that outside my apartment building for about 3 weeks, you know those grates in the street of Manhattan? I'm sure if you don't live in or have been to Manhattan, you have no idea what this
is. Just imagine a street grate.
Right.
It's a street grate, and so they were replacing all of them outside on the street outside my apartment, the street down from it. Two streets up from it, and they were jackhammering at all hours, and we called to complain. It just, like, 7 o'clock is just brutal, you know? And that's what it is, though. It's 7 a.m. is the, at least in New York, it's when you can start.
So Ashton Kutcher has no leg to stand on?
No. It is...
I mean, you have to factor
in. It's annoying, but you got to deal with it.
Yeah, but I mean, you have to factor in that these guys have to get a job done, and they have to. I mean, they have so many hours of daylight to work with.
But let's be honest; these guys knock off at 3 o'clock too.
Well, but if they didn't, you know,
that's true. The construction workers nowadays have been known to. You know, after 3 o'clock, it's nose candy time.
That's not...
It's nose candy time.
I don't know if those are Mexicans, though, doing it. So that could change everything. I mean, if those guys are there from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
True.
If it's Mexicans doing it, they can start at 9 o'clock, end at 11, and do
done.
Twice the amount of work.
The house is built in a day.
Yeah, the house. It wouldn't be taking 2 months, like Ashton said, or 4 months, whatever you said. Well, you know what?
Just move your bedroom.
Fucking deal with it.
To the other side of the house for a little while.
I'm sure Ashton has enough
money. That's the thing. Like, my apartment, you cannot go to any room of it without hearing
it. Yeah.
Ashton Kutcher's house, a little bit bigger.
Listen to goddamn mansion. A little bit bigger.
Yeah. Probably better windows and insulation, too, than my building that was in from 1920.
Yeah.
If it's bothering Ashton so much, maybe he can throw up some little soundproofing in his bedroom.
Yeah, what is he resting up for anyway? It's not like he's doing anything lately.
Yeah, he's resting up to fuck his wife.
Yeah.
He should just walk over to his neighbor and or to the construction crew and give them each $1,000.
Yeah.
And just be like, listen, guys, 8:30.
Yeah.
Is the new start time.
Yeah. You could do that.
By the way, coming in, and this is a good point. Schneike's in the chat room.
Hey, wait a minute. Are they
4 months equals 10 minutes in celeb years.
Are they?
So it probably was only happening for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, probably. Are they replaying the Puppy Bowl again?
Yeah. Yeah, they did a 2-hour and then.
Because it's the second time I've seen the Kitty halftime show.
What we failed to mention with the Puppy Bowl 5 that's being played on the Animal Planet is that halftime show is the kitten jamboree.
Yeah, basically.
It's all kittens playing with kitten toys.
I'm just hoping Bruce Springsteen has some kittens on stage with him.
Yeah, I know.
For some synergy.
Watching kittens do anything is the best. I can do that all day.
You know what, though? The kittens were cute.
Yeah.
Not as cute, though, in the kitten halftime show as a lot of the internet videos.
Yeah. I prefer the puppies.
By the way, puppies were much more active. Yeah. You saw, like, some tackling. You saw some...
Plus, some of them had the big floppy ears, and that's always adorable.
Simon, you've been watching the Puppy Bowl 5 on Animal Planet. Who won the Puppy Bowl 5?
The puppies won.
You know what?
Team Puppy won 14-10.
You know who won the Puppy Bowl 5?
We all did.
We all did. It was 2 hours of pure enjoyment.
And that dog did not move once.
There was one dog that just
plopped his ass down in the middle of the field.
It was like the clinically depressed dog.
Yeah.
Dogs would run over him and he wouldn't even move.
He was sleeping on half the toys. Yeah, he got a hold
of the football and used it as a pillow.
He was just chilling out on the 15-yard line.
And in case you're not watching the Puppy Bowl, you're listening to the podcast and say, damn it, I wish I was there. Mm-hmm. You can purchase DVDs of the Puppy Bowl on sale at animalplanet.com.
Oh, can you really?
There you go.
They flashed a little thing.
So you can watch it again and again.
Again and again.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah, so Ashton Kutcher's a douche. Apparently a house is being built next to his place.
Yeah, but we all knew he was a douche.
Deal with it.
Maybe
it's
just
life.
Getting punked. That's what, if I was his neighbor, I'd just like come punking. Out and say, punked!
You know what? I wanted to go with that joke, but just it was too obvious.
It'd be great if it was just playing sounds of construction. Like, nobody was actually working, but they had these big speakers that were just playing.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever, man. I mean...
Wake up to the sound of welding?
Yeah, it's like he's astonished.
Welding's not that loud, is it?
No, welding isn't. Yeah. It's the metal saws and the jackhammers and things like that.
Shit happens. Deal with it. Should I read the names of the contestants that are in the, no? Well, to verify that they're all in there.
Names. There's no way you can get through the whole list.
It's not 2,000 names.
How about you do the first 20?
Just do the first 19.
All right, we'll do the first 20.
Just do the first 19, you know?
By the way, we're doing the Wonder Bros, picking the winner of the Wonder Bros, win a free painting from Holy Schneike's contest today.
Can we name all states?
We are going to...
Let's go around the room and do capitals.
We should read the names off the people that are in the hat so they know that they're in there.
At least some of the people need to know.
You know
so
what I mean?
Basically, you're going to read off who's in there and then tomorrow get an email from somebody. I posted a review. How come you didn't count me? Right. You've got to redo the whole contest.
I will say, fuck yourself. I'll only read the first 20. We do have 30,000 entries, right?
Right.
We all agreement on that one? 30,000? I'll read the first 20.
Hey, Rock, do you got the paper I can read?
These are the names that are in the hat. Sensory Overload, Skimbill 182, Pool Shark 049.
Oh, shit. 048 didn't enter?
No. Adam Lee, Triple Point, Sweet Titty Milk, Alex from Chicago, Fireman 38.
Sweet Titty Milk.
Josh McLaren, Two Stone Mike, Shane Perkins.
Wait, let's go back to Two Stone Mike. How long was his review?
How has he not left a review before this?
Is he still actually leaving it as we speak?
It probably is. Upstate Tony B's in there. Captain Limpress is in there. Mike Sweeney's in there. Josh Crystal. Absent. Army of Darkness. Adriani?
Adrian.
Well, it's spelled wrong.
Adriani.
Special K and Rich Mahogany.
You were doing so well.
A D R I E N N E?
Adrian.
That's a little fucked up. Spell your name different.
So are you taking her number out of it?
Y'all are in the contest. Just verify. Just verifying. All right. Shit dicks. You're in.
I want to know what Rich Mahogany would have painted if he won.
I really just want to watch the fucking Super Bowl. I already went to this radio fucking show.
24 minutes.
I'm just wasting time today. You guys can all turn off because I am.
Yeah, but we got to pick a winner.
You should have made this a best of. Pick a winner from the Wonder Bros thing?
Yeah. When do you want to do that?
I don't know. We'll have Simon do it because he's the tallest and we can hold the basket up really high.
Oh. Wait, what?
So how are you going to reach into the basket if I hold it up really high?
I'm not reaching
really
into
high.
The basket. You are. You're going to hold it up and reach in.
Is it a regulation drawing basket?
But you could hold something above your head just as far percentage-wise.
You're doing it because you're tall.
That's as good a reason as any.
Yeah. You can put the headphones on so you can hear us.
I can hear you. You're like 2 feet away from me.
Yeah, but you can hear the cool stuff that's playing in.
Yeah. There's a lot
the
of stuff.
The tears and the, a lot of stuff the going shrieks on. Of yeah. the audience members.
Why are we watching the Puppy Bowl?
It's fucking good. Would you prefer to watch Tiki Barber interview Bob Costas about Big Ben Roethlisberger?
Yes. What's going on in the Super Bowl? I want to know.
Roethlisberger.
Oh, it's a Mathis Brothers furniture commercial.
Oh.
Let's cut to that, guys.
How much do they have to pay to get that spot?
You know, it's like $3 million for the during the Super Bowl commercials. 32 cents beforehand.
Huh. All right, so that's what's going on.
Yeah.
We got Puppy Bowl going on, Super Bowl going on.
Just really starting to rethink this whole show on the Super Bowl thing.
Yeah. I kind of just want to drink beer and eat pizza.
That's what I'm doing.
Can we have Puppy Podcast or something and just... dogs barking and
maybe Heidi could just like rotate in and out for various people.
Like you want to leave?
No, I don't. I honestly, I could give a shit less about the game, but
yeah,
you know, you could just, you know, coach, put me in.
Heidi, I'm tapping out. You want to take my spot?
No. You got to stay in.
She's distracted by Puppy Bowl.
Yeah, leave her alone. It's the halftime show.
Goddamn puppies. Even with the Puppy Bowl, the chicks like the halftime more than the actual game.
What are you talking about? Your trip.
Yeah.
Your
but yeah, by the way, Josh, Josh did some radio when he was in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Were there puppies on stage?
Actual radio show.
Actual real radio show.
On the airwaves.
Yeah, it was a rock station.
And you did 4 segments, right?
Yeah, 4 segments.
How was it, sir?
It was pretty cool.
And you were plugging your gigs out there in Minnesota?
Yeah. And actually, I had, for the first time in doing that, one person came out because of the radio, which was actually cool.
Wow, it actually works. The radio thing
it
works.
It works. It got one person to come out.
All right.
But did he, like, come up and tell you that I was that guy that listened?
No, actually, he was a really cool guy. I wish I remember the name of the place he worked at.
Right.
Or he managed. He managed a restaurant, and it was really good. But he said, hey, come on out, and we'll take, you know, I'll take care of you. So we went to the restaurant the next day, and he showed us around, and sort of, because it was like a historical building or something, and, you know, told us about the history of the building and whatnot. And we asked him about the show, and he said, yeah, I was just in the back in the kitchen, and I heard you guys on there, and I was like, oh, maybe I'll go out after work. And he did.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So you went in there and did the rock radio?
Yeah. It was Friday afternoon. Friday afternoon, everybody.
He's actually serious.
It was Friday afternoon.
But he was saying it, but in,
was it
in
the
fairness,
afternoon?
Yeah, it was the afternoon drive. In all fairness, though, the DJ was saying it just to see the look on our faces. Because he says he loves seeing the look on the comics' faces when that comes out. Well, afternoon, everybody.
Did you go along with it, or were you, you know, being the typical New York yourself?
I couldn't help but laugh at it because it was just so ridiculous.
Yeah.
And having talked to the guy beforehand, I knew he didn't mean it. He was doing it for the. I'm sure most of the listeners didn't get the gag, but he did.
So you had a good time.
Yeah, it was fun.
The Minnesota radio.
I had a good time on the Minnesota radio, and I had a good time at the comedy club, at Courtney's Comedy Club in Moorhead, Minnesota, which is...
How was the turnout for the gigs you did there? Where'd you go? How many spots did you play?
Three different cities. The Moorhead was three nights. One show Thursday, two shows Friday, two shows Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And almost every show was sold out.
Wow.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah. Come to see the big New York comedian guy?
No, I think they had finally had a weekend where it wasn't minus 35 out and felt like going out and having some fun.
What was the temp there, though? Because you told me one night
average,
it was ungodly cold.
Yeah, on average during the day it was about 3. And one
was that
night,
taking into consideration wind chill factor?
No, that was legitimate temperature. And then there was one night...
3 degrees.
Yeah, there was one night where it got down to like minus 30 or something.
So when it's minus 30, how high up in your abdomen are your balls?
My back was cramping up from shivering. It was ridiculous.
In general, how are the people there? Are they like depressed?
No.
I mean, I can't imagine that fucking
cool.
Weather's got to kill you.
They're cool.
They drink a lot.
They do. Yeah, they're actually like Fargo is I think third city for binge drinking. In the country?
Really?
Yeah. And man, do they drink.
I gotta imagine. In that cold weather, what else can you do? Underneath a blanket.
There was one woman at the bar, and my buddy's like, I gotta talk to the... She was like 50 or something. She's like, I gotta talk to this girl. Cause she was giving like every dude like the come talk to me eyes. And
the cougar.
So he's like, so what's going on?
And, she's an old cougar, too.
Yeah, she's like, I just live across the street and I felt like drinking... And like, really, what's going on? And well, you know, last year my son was killed. He was stabbed in the head by a black man. And like, whoa.
Dude, that's a great story.
Yeah.
That's better than Muffins.
Stabbed in the head by a black guy. And it apparently was like a fight between her son and four dudes. And her son had a broken pocket knife that he stabbed one of them in the head. And caused brain damage, thank God. And it was just like this crazy story. Like, what the fuck? That happens here? There's nothing here. How is that possible?
Binge drinking.
Yeah, I think it's what it comes down to. Because I think I saw maybe two black people in general.
Wow.
Yeah.
So she knows, like...
So I think those were the... Those were the yeah, so I think they know who did it.
How do you fill a lineup when there's just two black guys?
No.
Yeah, no.
Charcoal paint.
Ma'am, please identify which person it is.
It's kind of an unfair lineup.
Yeah.
And you got two black guys and just the rest of white dudes.
Two black guys and a couple white guys who have been tanning.
A Mexican.
Close enough.
Wow.
Yeah.
So yeah. It was an interesting trip to Minnesota.
Yeah, and it's funny because the guy I went with, my buddy... is single, so he, you know, likes to talk to women after the show, and I swear
was
to God...
Was he digging on the 50-year-old?
No. No, he wasn't. But it was... I swear, it seemed to be a recurring story that these girls were, like, 25 with four kids and recently divorced.
What else was there to do in Minnesota?
I don't know, but it's like... But it's like, is this the... I mean... It almost got to the point where, like, is it like a thing between you ladies here? Was there an article printed, like, a good way to get a guy to leave you alone is to say you have four kids?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, I think so many of them get married and knocked up in high school.
Yeah.
And then 7, 8 years later, that's when you hit the, this guy is a douche or this woman, I can't stand her.
Well, there was one chick that we talked to who you know, her husband, she had four kids with him, and her husband was cheating on him, on her with an 18-year-old, which, you know, hey, we actually went, well, you got to give him credit there. At 35, being able to pull some 18-year-old. Mm. But, and then she said something and goes, yeah, he thought I was sucking everybody's dick in town. And I'm like, well, okay, what gave him? He's like, I don't know, but he punched me in the face. It's like, what? What gave this gentleman reason to think you were doing that? I don't know. Like, people, everybody I know is fairly normal, but then on these runs, there's always a couple people in the audience who are just fucked up, and they're okay with it.
All right.
Because they'll tell you about it, and, you know,
there's no realization that maybe this is not the way everybody else leaves their
life. We can't help but make jokes about it to their face, because it seems so ridiculous at the time. You know, like, there's no
you're being put on for a little bit.
Like, how are you serious? This is what happens here.
Well, it's good fodder for you. How is the crowd, because you're pretty cringe humorish.
Yeah.
Do they respond to that? Because it's one of those things. They're all obviously like small towns up there.
Yeah.
But I don't quite feel they have that small town
for the most part
as much.
For the most part, they were great. There was only one show on Saturday night that was uptight, and it was basically two large business parties.
The early or the late show?
The early show. And the weird thing of that was one of them was a group of, they were like Head Start teachers or whatever. And the other one was a group of Bud Light distributors. And
that's a mixed crowd.
And the Bud
sounds
Light,
like an episode of MXC.
And the Bud Light distributors were more uptight than the teachers. I mean, how does that happen?
Well,
you would figure the beer guys, you know, you figure beer distributor, I picture like Duff Man, you know, let's party. And they were uptight dicks.
Yeah, ready for, you know, those abortion jokes and all that.
But for the most part, they were cool. And I think that, honestly, I've been thinking about that. Like, more places I go now, they seem to be cooler with that kind of humor.
Yeah.
And I think that internet and everybody having cable now kind of helps with that. Because there's less of that isolated, we don't talk like that around here.
Mm-hmm. Plus, I think, too, I mean, there's a certain factor with now you can Google somebody.
Yeah.
So, like, they can look up and see, these are the comedians I'm seeing tonight, maybe, and
although
they're more my thing.
Yeah, although they rarely do that still, but, you know, it is totally on them if they wind up hating the show. But, you know, too, a lot of places that we go, after the show, they'll go, oh, yeah, most of the people here suck. I mean, they're too clean, and they're too, you know, they're too this or they're too that. Like, comedy clubs seem to think that they need to book cleaner acts because that's what their audiences want. But the problem is that people who are offended complain, and people who aren't offended don't. You know, they don't voice their opinion.
Yeah.
So, you know, if there's a show and one person bitches about it, they're going to go, well, we can't have that guy back. We're getting complaints. Yeah. Whereas nobody complains if a show was clean and unfunny. They just go, that show sucked, and leave.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing to be outraged about.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think that's something that needs to change in general. But it's one of those things that's just kind of nice to hear that people go, you know, oh, well, you know, it's good to see somebody who's not so clean.
But the trip in and of itself was a nice little confidence booster.
Yeah.
Maybe planning on some other date somewhere else.
Yeah, I actually...
Some of the listeners before the show were mentioning Utah, maybe, for Josh Gogan.
Yeah, one of the things I wanted to get out of this trip was a good tape. And I definitely think I got that with most of the shows being sold out and great crowds. And, you know, so I've got some video to work with, and I'm going to be putting together promo stuff and sending it out and hopefully getting more stuff booked on the books.
All right. Check more of him out at joshgogan.com.
Thank you, Simon.
Or myspace.com/joshgogan.
Newly revamped joshgogan.com.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful site.
I remember back in the day, I wasn't even allowed to say joshgogan.com, but it's a new site now, so go check it out.
More under my control now.
All right, we're taking a break. We're going to try to continue the radio show.
We'll attempt it.
Hi, this is Lexi Buzz, and I'm gonna fuck Rocket in the ass so good.
Mm. It's lunaticradio.com. This is Lunatic Radio.
Jamie Kennedy, everybody. Let's bring in Dane Cook, me, and Lisa Lampanelli.
Hello, Richard Patrick.
What are my lunatics at?
Adam Glasser, better known as Seymour Butt. Hey, Lisa, how you doing?
Pretty good. How you fuckers doing?
Yeah.
We're doing all right.
You know what? I'm doing shitty. You know why?
Why's that?
I just got out of the gym so I could try to lose enough weight to get a white guy to fuck me. And now I'm calling from some internet radio show with three listeners. My life suck worse? Should I just eat a gun right now? Should I just die of ass cancer? What the fuck is going on in my life?
I ask myself those questions every day.
Lunatic Radio and Jamie Kennedy go hand in hand. Kennedy jerks off on Lunatic Radio.
Nice.
Can you work that out for us? That'll be some radio golf.
I tell you what, it's been an honor, a pleasure, and I think you guys are the first place, really. I think this is like one of the first places that I've actually started talking about a new filter record, so.
Whoa, my dick just got bigger. I'm kidding.
Spilling up.
And we'll never know to this day who did it. Nobody would fess up, but somebody took a crap on the coast.
That is one of my favorite tracks.
And it was not me. To this day, everybody thinks it's me. They're like, hey, you're talking about it in your act. Obviously, it's you who did it.
I love that bit because it's just so random, you know? It's just like out of nowhere. Somebody shit on the fucking coast. Right. I'm glad I got here early.
That's good stuff.
Seymour, I've tried the back door once. I tried the old anal sex with the girlfriend I had back in the day. And, you know, it didn't go over too well.
You should try lubrication next time.
Yeah, I was pretty much just wedged into my girlfriend.
Yeah, that's DSS.
DSS.
Yeah, dry sphincter syndrome.
That's weird. Both of you idiots, listen to me.
Okay.
I was like, I'm going to hate these guys when I call them, and I actually don't hate you. You're pretty cool. You guys actually just get it. You get comedy, and that's really refreshing because most radio guys are fucking assholes.
Exactly.
So thank you for just getting it. You know what I'm saying, stupid?
Well, yeah, yes.
I love talking to you guys. Call me. Let's talk some more.
Yeah. Good talking to you, Jamie. Best luck with everything you got going on.
See you guys later. Lunatic Radio rules.
All right, Richard. Take care, and thanks for coming on the radio show. We'll catch up with you soon.
Guys, I love you guys. We'll be talking in the next couple of months. I'm positive of that.
It's Richard Patrick. Yes. You still there, Rich?
Lunatic Radio, baby pop.
There you go, buddy.
There you go.
You got it.
I'll talk to you
too. All right, later. It's Richard Patrick.
Thing that would never leave.
You're never leaving. How are you going to leave? It's getting hard.
Buddy, he doesn't have to leave.
Go anywhere.
Richard, it's getting awkward, man.
No, you know what?
All right, Seymour, I appreciate you joining us on the program, dude.
Yeah, it was great, guys. Thanks for having me.
Awesome, dude.
You're a New York guy. We're New York guys.
Hell yeah.
And keep doing what you're doing, player.
I'm going to try, man. I'm going to try. As long as they don't lock me up, I'm going to keep doing it. Definitely. Look, I'll come back on the show, and we'll do part two, which is we'll talk about some of the groupie stories.
Yeah, that'd be great, dude. I appreciate it. All right, Dane, we'll let you go. I got a bunch of plugs. I'll plug you the rest of the show. And best of luck with everything, dude, you got going on. You're a true sport for coming on the LunaticRadio.com show.
No problem, man. Thanks a lot, fellas.
All right, take care of yourself. Later.
All right, man. 2-5. Peace.
Miss some of the live show? Be sure to check us out on iTunes and download the show located in the podcast directory under comedy. That's Lunatic Radio, iTunes, podcast, comedy category. Because we're...
That's lunaticradio.com/iTunes to download the show.
Comedy, beer, smut, talk. It's lunaticradio.com.
All right.
To exist, given my goodbye.
What?
You gotta move your car, apparently.
Alright.
Oh, Heidi's gotta move her car. Okay.
Drive my car.
I'm doing the radio show.
I was gonna say, this is getting even more interesting.
You couldn't make me move my car if I was on satellite. Come here, hold on.
Hey, aren't we supposed to be getting a phone call in the next couple minutes, hopefully?
I think.
Hopefully.
John Basso, Dr. John Basso of the Heart Attack Grill in Tempe, Arizona. Not sure if he's calling in based on the emails from that Genie sent. Although he was booked, he just doesn't know what time he's calling in.
That's good.
I gotta imagine he's not calling in.
Does it count as a booking then? I mean, if you get the guests to say, yeah, I'll come on, but then they don't know when.
Right.
Or what number to call.
Who's this?
I forget.
Oh.
Good song, though. You know what movie this is from?
I don't know. What?
Pump Up the Volume, everybody.
Really?
Yeah.
Sounds like a Pump Up the Volume kind of tune.
Talk hard! Talk hard! Happy Harry Hardon.
What? Hey, another reason to listen to live, Kieran. Hear me do musical interludes.
Rocket was playing Cyndi Lauper during the break,
and with my keyboard, I was adding my own track.
Because that's what rock does.
That's about all I do.
I think another thing great about internet radio is that the computer will just play tricks on you midway through the show. Unbelievable.
What's the matter?
Oh, it's annoying. Yeah.
I think it's you.
No, it's not, Rock.
I think it is.
I don't think I was playing messing up like the computer was.
Did you hit the messing up button? It's under file. File new messing up.
Rock is blaming the computer messing up on me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The Super Bowl is just about to begin.
Oh!
Coin flip just
Well, let's see what happens.
Kickoff is moments away.
We should try to do
play-by-play.
Yeah, it's a good exercise.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. We'll do play-by-play, but like golf announcers.
Oh.
Hmm.
I want to see if I get
Josh and I were commenting on, we're watching all the golf, the FBR Open before the show today. And we're commenting on how the golf announcers never get too energetic about anything.
Yeah, they don't get energetic. They don't get too in-depth.
Yeah.
It's not like they're giving you statistics or...
No,
or
they're not analyzing shots and swing planes.
What he's got to do to get birdie or anything like that.
Nope.
It's just...
That was a good shot there.
Here's what's happening.
That was a nice stroke.
He's rearing back and swings, connects with the ball. The ball's flying through the air.
Good shot there.
Still in the air. And
that's a tough position.
Down on the fairway.
That's what she said?
That's what she said.
Right.
Well, I'd say that's a nice tie, wouldn't you?
I would.
Yeah.
You know what? He's looking fashionable today.
Thin ties are in.
On the golf course.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Heidi's in front of the
TV. Heidi brought a computer.
That was our tone change.
Jesus, that's a huge computer, too.
Heidi, what do you have there?
It's the first computer ever.
I bought you guys a computer.
Yeah.
It's a reel to reel.
What?
It's a reel to reel. Yeah. She had a spare computer. Yeah, see, she gives things.
By the way, Heidi, how's the Heidi show?
It's awesome.
Do you actually host the Heidi show?
I actually host a solo show.
You host...
Here, come here.
You host the Heidi show. Oh, Rock doesn't want to do the show today, so go ahead.
Yeah, Rock doesn't want to miss kickoff.
Yeah.
Depending on how...
It's not that Rock wants to watch the Super Bowl. It's his sideburns that I want to watch.
Your show sounds so much better than my show.
What?
Your show sounds so much better than mine.
I did, and it got AIDS and cancer on its way to delivery.
Wow.
Why? Because I talked over you? AIDS and cancer. You weren't
talking? Did you see me save that joke?
Yeah.
I did. That was a great line right there.
By saying I saved the joke doesn't mean you necessarily
saved
the joke.
See, Rock doesn't need a microphone.
I saved a bad joke by delivering a great joke. About how that joke sucked.
The biggest bullshit artist ever. That made no sense.
Heidi was great.
I'm all out of breath from carrying the computer in.
Yeah. Hey, so how's the Heidi show?
It's great.
I think our ratings have just jumped.
Yeah.
That's what happens when there's a chick in the room. And I'll say, I recognize the fact that being a chick actually gets me a considerable amount of listeners. I ain't fronting or anything. I know how
to do this. So you got a contingent of jackers.
I've got a whole group of people. I did like a 5-hour show. Call.
I think we might have a call coming in.
Where's the thing?
I don't know.
Where is it? There it is.
Hello, who's this? Welcome to the LunaticRadio.com show.
You're not caring, you little Irish cunt. It's Cockney.
Go fuck yourself.
Can I speak to Heidi, please?
Yes, you can, you stalker. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Hi, honey.
Hi, darling. Are you going to tell your dream now?
Oh, I could do that. If they want some content, I could tell my dream, even though I didn't use it on my show.
They want content. Have you been listening to the show?
No, I've been watching television.
She's been watching the puppy bowl.
Costing me money. I don't care about these guys. I'll speak to you soon.
Okay.
Tell your dream in a bit. Bye.
Okay, bye, honey.
All right, that was Cockney Tony saying that our show isn't going too well today.
Cockney
Tony
with a request.
I can agree with you on that one.
He's like my agent.
Mm-hmm. What is the dream he wants you to describe?
Let's reach back into the memory banks now. Oh, I had a dream that I had to courier something to Manchester to Cockney Tony.
Huh.
So I got on a plane. Mm-hmm. And I flew there. I had been in some kind of post-apocalyptic... I have post-apocalyptic dreams a lot.
Right.
And I was in some kind of crazy desert scenario where there was all kinds of rules about this crazy post-apocalyptic society that I was living in where you had to, like in Dune, where they had to wear those suits where it would collect all your body moisture and you could, take it in again.
Right.
Everyone has such cool dreams.
Awesome dreams. You don't even know. So
you had a dream about Cockney Tony.
So I flew to Manchester, and I got to his address. You know, I read the address off a card, and I got there, and I knocked on the door, and this blonde chick came to the door.
Right.
And it was his wife.
Now you realize, hold on, before you go on with the story, you realize that Cockney Tony has a fascination with you.
Okay.
Is it good to be describing a dream that you had about Cockney Tony, knowing that he has a fascination
with... Does he have a fascination with me? I'm not aware of that.
Well, you just admitted that he does.
I don't know. I don't know if I know that.
Well, he obviously does. He called in just to talk to you.
Cockney wants to know, was she fit? She was average.
You know he's masturbating to this.
She was average, but she was blonde, and she was like... And who are you? Of course, but with the Cockney accent, which I don't have. And I was like, I'm just a friend. I just have to. I just have to deliver something to him. And she let me in. And it was like up. So I went in and upstairs and into his kitchen. And I gave him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really awkward and like, I'm really sorry about this, but you know, it's kind of a bad time. And I'm like, oh, it's cool, you know, whatever. I just had to give you the shit. And his wife was coming in the room and, like, giving us tasks to do.
Right.
And I was nowhere near him. Like, I was sitting away from him, but his wife kept giving me dirty looks and acting all suspicious. And she was giving us, gift baskets with novelty Christmas hand towels in them to organize.
Mm-hmm.
And then his kid showed up, and he's like, "I'm really sorry, but I gotta take you to the bus station now."
This is weird.
And I'm like, "All right, okay." So he took me to the bus station, and I get on the bus. And the bus, first before going to Manchester Airport, has to stop at the mall, and it go into a construction zone, and there's TNT, like dynamite, exploding around the bus, and like big drop offs, and we're driving through. Like
a very detailed dream.
Those like the snow fencing, that orange snow fencing, and then there's these big drop offs to the side of the bus, and I was like screaming in terror on the bus, and then I woke up and I'm like, that was a good dream to wake up from. Now you know why I didn't talk about it on my show.
Do you think Jodie Foster had dreams about John Hinckley Jr. like that? All right, never mind.
What, you think he's creepy? I don't think he's creepy.
No, I don't think he's creepy, but I'm just saying, like, someone who's into you.
Cockney says I missed out the best bit.
Bit.
I don't remember.
He's Cockney's all caps, and he's a little eager on the keyboard.
Yeah, a little too eager.
A little eager.
He does have a fascination with you. Coming in from the chat room, Cockney, I love you. I love you. I do, Heidi.
Yeah, he loves me. We're close.
Mm-hmm. So, you didn't describe this on your show. You didn't tell this.
No, I didn't talk about this on the show. I forgot.
Mm.
I do that.
So, how's the Heidi show going? I haven't had a chance to listen yet.
I think it's going really fantastically well.
And where can we hear the Heidi show?
You can hear the Heidi show. Forget it.
Wow. Go ahead. It's a great plug.
No, I'm not going to plug my show.
Why?
Why not?
Do it.
Nah.
Go ahead, plug it.
Check out Heidi Show, www.theheidishow.com. Also, theheidishow.podomatic.com for the download. And, yeah, it was really good. Check it out. What?
She's so negative.
Yeah. She's, Heidi's being down on her show.
We asked her to plug the show. She rolls her eyes and doesn't want to plug the show. She half-assed it.
Look at Rock Mother Henning over here now.
Josh, plug this show. Plug our show. Go ahead.
LunaticRadio.com. Check us out, LunaticRadio.com, or on iTunes. Just enter Lunatic Radio into the search on the thing.
Google it. Google. Look at the confidence this guy does.
I'm on iTunes also, and I have a review.
See, this is good.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
My average review is 5 stars.
All right.
And I have one review, and it's from Dude That's My Bike. And I said on my show, I'm like, look, there's no illusions here. I know where my audience comes from. And I thank the Lunatic Radio Show for sending all the listeners my way.
You have listeners?
Yeah.
I don't even know who these people are.
I got people in chat this last week. One of your listeners who was like, you know, I was skeptical, but I had to listen. And then I did, and you sold me, and now I have to listen to all of your shows religiously.
You know, here's something. What are you doing? Just
the Steelers have scored a touchdown, 7-0.
Rock keeps popping in.
Mm.
Who?
Because he really wants to be on.
Rock really wants to do the radio show.
Now, I was noticing right before we went on the how many chicks are on stick cam with quote unquote shows, and they have 30, 60 viewers.
Mm.
And they're not doing anything. Like, I can only imagine you're actually doing a show.
Right. So before I realized that
you're not just going, hey, look at me.
No. Yeah, you're not going, hey, it's the Heidi show, and then end up like masturbating 40 minutes into it.
Half the time you're typing to the people in the chat room.
You're doing a show.
No, right. I'm actually doing a show.
Right.
I'm playing, audio clips, commenting on them. And I realized that before I changed my classification on StickCam to radio show. Because at first it was just personal. I got a lot more traffic when it was just personal because people assume, and all these dudes come in and
they assume that,
and they're PMing me,
cans and
right. So not this last show.
Right.
I don't know. The name of the show was No, I Don't Show.
I didn't even know that was a term.
That's a term I didn't know either. Until it started coming in.
Do you show?
Right.
So now it's like that's one of my catch lines. No, I don't.
That's actually kind of good to know. You could use that. Do you show?
Do I show?
Do you show?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't show.
I had what they call text sex this week.
You did?
Want me to talk about that, Josh? We have nothing to talk about.
Did you play the thing?
You want to play it now? I guess it'll be.
I guess now that I'm on the mic.
Let's cover that up.
I guess, what were you
just
mad?
Just in case.
You're mad that we don't play. Plug your show at all?
Yeah, I was really pissed off at you guys because I thought, well, you know.
I have
friends,
no say.
You never asked us.
You can fucking throw it out there. Heidi did her show. How'd it go? I don't know. Maybe check out the Heidi show.
How about a call, text message, maybe?
How about I'm in the fucking chat room, and people are fucking putting plugs into the chat room, but there's no mention actually on the microphone. Douchebags. Douchebags, just saying.
All right, so you're mad that we don't plug your show, and you sent us a clip?
I'm not mad.
It's actually Rocket's fault. Rock says don't read that.
I'm not mad.
Yeah, he holds up signs.
Should I play the clip that you made for us? What is the clip? Describe the clip.
It's a promo for my show.
All right.
Well, wait. All right. So I went to your fucking MySpace, and I heard your new promo with Cockney Tony calling in and plugging the Heidi show. And you saying, nobody asked me to plug the Heidi show. Okay, because I thought we were friends, but whatever.
Well, if you asked...
Okay.
I would plug.
No. And you know what? I get that because I go through my whole show, and then at the end of the show, I go, fuck, I forgot to do this. I forgot to do that. Because I realize when you're on the mic, maybe you don't say everything you would have said if you thought clearly.
Case in point, Rory Carf of the Unholy Matrimony Show, right?
Yeah.
sent me a couple liners, asked me if I'd play them on the radio show.
And you forgot.
And no, I do play them during breaks. Oh, I cut them up and I produced them, and now they run every break. Well, every other break, whatever.
Right, right, right.
See, if you would have done that, send me a couple liners for your show.
I understand. It's just that I go into other shows' chat rooms, and they're like, hey, Heidi's in the chat room. Heidi has a show. Heidi, what's your website? Oh, let's plug Heidi. And I come in your chat room, and you guys are like, and you guys are like, I don't listen to your show. Right. You're over it. You don't think I'm hot. So
what are you
talking
about?
Inclined to like me any favors. I understand.
You said plug Heidi show. That means play jizz sound effect.
Stick it in. Just stick it in. Please.
All right, hold on. What are we playing now? This clip?
I guess.
No one asked me to plug the Heidi show.
Who plugs our show? I think the only person who plugs our show is Simon. He's a dog.
Yeah, we're fucking plug central over here.
From the Lunatic Radio Show. And I have to give a shout out to my boys at the Lunatic Radio Show. Lunaticradio.com. And I'm sure I'm going to try to get the Lunatic Radio guys in here. And Lunatic Radio in the chat room. I was just actually, it's almost as though you heard your name and appeared. I summoned you. I was just talking about my whore second mic and how I'm sure that the Lunatic Radio fellows will have a go with my horse second mic. She's hot.
So I think you're saying that we you plug our show all the time.
Just go ahead and play the fucking bit.
Hot though. I am not the gash. Let's make that clear right now. I'm not the gash. I'm not the hole. I'm not the gash. No, I'm not. Lunatic Radio is the gash. Yes, thank you. Lunaticradio.com show. Check.
That was a good plug right there.
It out, people. So I want to thank my friends at lunaticradio.com, particularly Rocket. For all-
what are you doing?
He's leaning on it. See, I worked hours on this thing. You understand? I have no skill when it comes.
So everyone, Cockney Tony says hi, and to tell Rocket to go fuck himself. So Rocket. Go fuck yourself. But that's not from me. I didn't say that. Cockney Tony. So there. Thank you to LunaticRadio.com. Thank you to UnholyMatrimony.com and Conti and Kenny. And I would like to thank the Conti and Kenny show because they promoted me. They plugged me, if you will. Conti and Kenny plugged me for all the Heidi and none of the Lunatic Radio. Check out www.theheidishow.com. Fridays, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard.
All right, I get it. I get it.
You
we
get it?
We don't plug the show, but you plug
what
our show all the time. I don't even know what show she's talking about.
You know what? But the thing that got me was a rocket screeching into the microphone. Who plugs our show? Nobody plugs our show.
Rock does sometimes sound gay. Like, if you didn't know Rock, and you listen to the show for the first time, you might come off the show thinking, you know, maybe they just, there's two straight guys and a gay guy. And it's kind of a cool dynamic.
I didn't think he was gay. I was just really put off by the screeching at first. Yeah. Before I got to know the guy.
Heidi, she put off by Rock screeching.
I was like, I can't listen to that show with that guy.
What do you mean? When I have a clip that I just recently became, like, fascinated with. Of Rocket talking to Bill Burr, the comedian, going, I love Bill Burr, Infinity Burr!
Do you have it available?
Yeah, I don't have it here.
Damn.
But he's talking to, and Bill responds to him. And I'm like,
I wonder, see,
if you didn't know him, you would think he's a little light in the loafers.
I wonder if it's one of those things where, like, you know, the celebrities go on Sesame Street and have conversations with Elmo, if that's kind of how they feel talking to Rock.
Yeah, we're talking about you. This is what happens when you leave the room. People talk about you.
Hogan?
Did you want to get back on mic?
No,
I'm done.
You're done?
I got my thing pulled.
No!
Yeah.
No. Heidi, no.
All right. Now act like you care.
No.
You can't speak my name into the microphone. I'm just noticing this little animated character.
Heidi show, Heidi show, Heidi show, Heidi show, Heidi show.
Rocket isn't gay? A question mark, by the way, coming up from the chat room.
Very far from it.
Far from it?
Far from grr. Rocket's far from grr.
You're not gay? Is that what you're saying, Rock?
I'm not. Far from.
Sticking with that?
Absolutely. Go back to join the game.
Right, yeah, that's a manly, straight fella thing to do.
I want to watch some football.
3-0 Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh.
See?
Well, they're the favorites, right?
That's my pick. No more scoring after that.
You have money on it?
You win.
Yeah, I would win.
I got 17-14 Arizona.
Yeah, I picked 3-0
Steelers. What'd you get? 23-10 for Rock? What are you going with, Heidi?
I'm just rooting for the Cards, I guess, because they're the underdog, but that's all I got. I was saying I went to one Jets game this year and maybe watched two other Jets games that I didn't go to.
Uh-huh, and that has to do with the Super Bowl?
That's about it for football for me this year. Oh, I was actually thinking about wearing my Jets shirt here and being like, well, the Jets aren't in this.
Well Simon did the Giants.
Yeah.
I see that.
Yeah, you should have.
Because it's irrelevant.
It'd be a big, what, irony party? Or no, irony, sarcasm party?
Right.
Go football.
Yeah. Football.
I gotta put my Steelers jersey back on.
By the way, who's the blonde in the chat room?
That's not the real chick. That's a video that the Peebs keeps.
The Peebs is big on.
Yeah, he's playing video
playing
clips.
Loops of funny video clips. Yeah. He did that in my chat room.
By the way, Rock, sarcastic prick in the chat room wants you to prove that you're not gay by sucking my cock and not enjoying it. All right.
No response.
Yeah, you are my little slave right now.
Yeah, of course he is.
How are you not? Sound so much better than
that. It's the headphones. It's Rock's headphones. They actually.
Right, maybe Rocket isn't capable.
Rock's headphones are like a vice on your head.
No, you know, I noticed even like grabbing the audio from the MySpace promo as opposed to my audio from my show, yours is so much better than mine. And I'm like, wow, I stink. I have no idea what I'm doing. I have, like, the board. Uh-huh. I just started sticking things in.
What is she talking about?
I got Skype. I set up a Skype voicemail.
Joey Skype?
But I can't have, like, live conversations because if people can't hear me through their phone, they can only hear me through the computer. It's a problem. I have no idea what I'm doing.
Just technical stuff.
I'm all alone here. Yeah. I'm all by myself.
Chicks shouldn't have technical problems.
Okay. Wow, profound.
Right, because we should.
By the way, I gave up on this show about 3 minutes into it, so.
Word.
I really don't give a fuck if I make a noise for the next hour.
Okay. How about you jump back in here, big guy?
Big guy, oof.
Where are you going, Heidi?
I got nothing to say.
Oh, come on. You're coming back on later.
I do a show.
You're coming back on later.
I do a show, fuck yourself. That's what she just said.
So what do you got? What do you guys get covered?
I don't know. Heidi was talking about some.
We're thinking that you're not gay, but your sideburns might be.
What? The Verrazano and the Outer Bridge.
By the way, the toll on that motherfucker
keep going up.
The toll on the right side of your face is a little ridiculous.
Tolls are high to ride those sideburns.
Yeah, I got an easy pass.
What's that? Oh, the Gothels.
No, it could be the Outer Bridge, depending on where you're going.
Going?
Depending on English right
there. Depending on where you're going.
But I had the old, I'll do the old tech sex. I'll explain it. It's fucking
retarded.
Technical problems. That's what he said, technical problems. That's what I used to call chicks whenever they had their period. Technical problems. When I was like 15, 16, and chick had their period. I'm like, oh, you're experiencing technical problems?
Or click.
Would this ruin your chances of having tech sex again if you were to talk about it?
Tech sex? Did you talk about the tech sex?
I don't care.
Oh, okay.
We're gonna talk about tech sex.
It's good though. I won't get into the details.
No,
but
get into the details.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. The way I did it.
This is great.
The way I did it.
Yeah.
Oh, good one, Rock.
What'd you do?
The way I did it.
Yeah.
The tech sex made it interesting.
Okay.
Because it wasn't always the text.
Right.
It was pictures.
Ooh.
And guess the best part about it?
What?
None of me. I didn't have to send any.
Really?
Pictures.
How many pictures did you get?
I won't even say that. Why really? Even get into it?
I just want
to
know.
The climax was the best.
Oh, you know, boy.
Because I posed the question.
Of course it was a climax.
I posed the question, where would you like me to put my... Please send me a picture indicating the spot on your body where you would like me to put my... And... About 15 minutes later, I got a picture.
Wow, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It must have been a long session.
And I... Oh, it took fucking forever. It was like 4 hour fucking marathon.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, it's horrible. Texting is terrible. Don't ever do it.
Yeah, I imagine.
But you only live once, you know? You gotta fucking figure this shit out.
Here's a question. Can your
phone... See if it's for you.
Can your phone forward...
Can I my phone forward?
Yeah, can you forward things to other people's
phones?
Yes. Phone? I just want to know. I'm not really. So it was good.
Yeah,
though?
I know, Rock. I get it.
Was it a good experience?
By the way, this song came with the brand new car that I just picked up.
So wait a minute. No, my underscore dick.jpg was sent?
No, she's
really?
Gonna have to wait a little for that.
She's gotta earn it.
Yeah, till you.
I don't think I'm ever sending my dick to anybody.
No, till you. It's better without it.
Till you find the right picture. Yeah.
That's a shot at me, right?
Hey.
That's a shot at me.
I'm tapping out. I wasn't even involved.
Get out of here, Cans.
Oh my god, that was.
It doesn't hurt.
really anymore.
No. It doesn't.
Oh my god. So yeah, so you actually relieved yourself via tech sex?
By the way, Kieran
is ignoring that because he did.
Kieran's phone is a whore.com coming to a internet near you.
Did you actually jack off to tech sex to text?
You're a textual predator?
Oh no, you know what it is? Cut the music for a second. We'll get back to Hall & Oates in a minute.
That's actually a good line.
Actually, Rock, can we there we go.
Not that I'd be surprised that S Prick would come with a good line, but that's a good line.
S Prick?
Yeah, you're a textual predator.
No. You know what it is? You can if you concentrate, you can work out the tech sex.
Can you?
Depending on who it's coming from.
Well, they got to be able to respond quickly, I would think. I mean, I couldn't imagine 4 hours.
Nah, it doesn't really matter.
After an hour, I'd be like, "You know, fuck this." Just
if you're into the chick you're doing with, it's okay. As long as she's dirty with her, you can't go like 4 like responses from her that are not really dirty.
Right.
Like if they're just very vague and like playful, you get real bored. But if she like hammers you with like a couple playful ones and then a real dirty one, it keeps you interested.
Did you yeah.
No, asshole.
Was she doing the typical chick thing too, where she had to have the last text?
No.
How about a for instance?
No.
Did you go, "Oh, that was good, I'm done." And then she texts you back.
I forget how, like, after I threw massive amounts
I'm sure it was massive amounts. It was a 4 hour buildup, for God's sake.
Ridiculous.
Wait a minute. How come? Why don't you just say, "Hey, why don't we call each other and do this?" You know.
Well,
why did you just stick to text?
Because texting is not personal.
I was on.
Oh, come on! She's sending him pictures of where to stick it.
I know, but she's not actually. It's not live.
I had to spice it up. I was like,
"Oh, you had to spice it up."
I did. I was like, "I need visual."
Why don't you just call her? I mean, like, hey, let's.
Well, that's the thing. That's the weird thing is because we started out on the phone. We started out on the phone, and she was alluding to the fact that she loved to do the text message, and I was like, "I hate text." I was telling her, you know how we talked about
make
it on the show.
Like,
I hate text.
God.
But. When I said goodbye on the phone when I was talking to her, she just texted me, and all of a sudden we started texting them back and forth. And one thing led to another. All of a sudden, I'm dick and pussy and shit, and all these words were coming into this.
Wow!
And it just evolved
kinky on the text sex
into a 4 hour marriage. It was Ben Hur.
It was War and Peace, unabridged.
With like an intermission, I had to drink some coffee. I had to get up and brush my teeth. There was
all
sorts of shit.
How many times did you have to clear your inbox?
The one thing I did do after we were done, and you know, I was miserable about, you know, contemplating what I just did, and I counted the text messages. And
there were 12.
It was 54 from my end.
Oh god. And 54. 6 from her. Half of them saying, "Leave me alone." Wow, that's hot.
Stop. Stop, please.
Oh, can I do that? You can count. Right?
Oh, great. Oh, this will build some time. 1, 2, 3, 4
You're going to have to help me out once I get to the double digits.
Wait, so does it count if they fill up the whole one and then have dot, dot, dot and finish it on the next one? Is that one text or two?
I don't understand.
Give us a sample of one.
I will not, sir.
Whoa.
Not?
Just...
All right, hold on.
Wait, wait. Did you get aroused? Were you physically aroused?
No, Rock. I blew goons.
Oh, you no. I didn't get. You didn't give me a straight answer to this. So you actually jacked off to text?
Could you just?
Did I just tell you it took me 4 hours?
Yeah, but you didn't actually say it. Say it. You actually fucking jerked off to text.
Yes, I did.
All right.
Because Rock likes
and a couple images.
Rock wants to hear that because it's hot.
I know. So when he's sucking my cock later, Oh, I can't count, but I have a bunch from her right here, but I can't. Oh. They're from a different day. Oh, wait, here's one. All right, here's one. You want to hear one?
Yes, yes.
This is how it...
Huh?
All right. This is how I had to check something.
Wow.
This is how it started.
LOL, really? OMG.
This is a message from the young lady.
Oh, so it's a lady, huh?
Jack off. Jack off. Account? Jack off. It feels better and it makes you way tired and relaxed faster.
She knows you.
She's giving you advice on the thing that you know the best.
Yeah, that's usually not a good
thing. Like, you're a pro with this.
Is that not usually...
literally...
I wouldn't take that as a... I wouldn't take that as a good thing if a chick were to go, just jack off.
If they needed a... If Fox News needed a masturbation expert, I'd be on there giving commentary.
She doesn't even want you to enjoy yourself. She just wants you to sleep well.
Look, just pound it out and go to bed.
Yeah, go to sleep, baby. You're done.
Yeah, so that was one. There you go. That's all I'll give you.
Wow.
All right, let's take a break.
Either Cockney's playing dumb or he's really out of it. He just said rock. Has Kieran phoned? Go to break.
No shit.
What is he listening to? 3 weeks ago?
Hey, it's Love Pony from the future. And I just got done listening to today's episode of LunaticRadio.com. It's a lot better than watching two girls eat poop out of a cup, I'll tell you that much.
LunaticRadio.com.
You're the 8th ranked team in the freaking country, and you go into ECU, ECF and fucking you, and you pretty much eat grass and watch the other team play. I watched this team get destroyed by EC fucking you. They might as well have been playing PCU. In draws and smoking a bong and throwing a fucking 40 yarder. Jesus! This football team's not even on the map! East Carolina, what the fuck is that? I will say this about ECU, who beat my West Virginia 9 years yesterday. You guys have a fucking fantastic football team. And I will predict this because I predicted us losing to them.
I thought was impressive.
That ECU will be undefeated at the end of the year and will be left out of the national title game.
What, you really think ECU will go...
You know who they play?
No, I don't know.
They play Applebee's. They play... Ruby Tuesdays. They have a tough one against TGI Fridays. I believe that's an away game. You're listening to the sounds of Rocket at a strip club getting a fucking live lap dance.
God.
This is a guy who...
I've never been here before, but I think I'm going to come here every day. I am forever fans of Kendra and Precious.
Rock, tell the girls that you want to syndicate your semen.
I don't think they'll go, but holy shit. Oh my God.
Drunkle Holland, everybody. 206-202-LUNA. That's 206-202-5666. When our listeners go out and get hammered, instead of calling their boyfriends, girlfriends, moms and dads, husbands or wives, they call us on the drunk call hotline and say shit. People gotta know, when you send in those drunk calls, anything is game.
Right.
This phone call hammered the point home over the reason why we do the radio show. It's the only reason why we do the show. It's to make people laugh.
You know, for whatever reason, you guys sit down on Sunday nights and do what you do. I want you guys to know that it made a difference to me, and a lot of times when I just wanted to, like I said, throw a noose around my neck, you guys made me smile.
It hits you every time he says that, you know, it's like fucking, every time I just wanted to, I don't know, tie a noose around my neck. It's like, hey, what? If, when you hear somebody else say it, like, when I say that,
we all laugh.
Yeah. It's like, go ahead, schmuck, I want to see you do it. You're too light to hang yourself. You eat some, you lightweight.
Blow in the wind. Yeah. Like a fucking flag.
If I tied a noose around my neck, I'd become a wind chime.
Yo, this is Shanghai Lee, Shanghai, China. Sucky, sucky, $5 because I am LunaticRadio.com.
And now back to the show, Lunatic Radio.
West Virginia.
Fuck, these guys are gay. LunaticRadio.com.
I thought she'd be there holding daisies. She always waits for me.
Yeah. LunaticRadio.com show. I'm the only one sitting behind the microphone.
Thanks, she missed the train to Mars.
Feedback coming in. This is how Kieran gets listeners via text sex. I hope you warn protection, Kieran.
Oh, I like this one.
Rachel says this is how Kieran scares listeners away by having text sex. You don't want a little baby Sprint phone running around, Kieran, coming from Holy Schnikes. Back to the show with Kieran only. Yeah. Well, Kieran, relax. Text sex is, you just fucking figure it out.
Yeah.
It's like something to do. We're both bored. We're both laying in bed. So fuck.
No one's questioning
it's like
you.
IMing, only slower.
Not like you fuckers wouldn't do it.
More
no one's questioning you.
Oh, they are.
No, they're not. They're just making wacky jokes in the chat room.
They're just jealous.
Have you had instant message?
What?
How'd you get
no
a microphone?
What is that? It's cyber sex, isn't it?
Come on.
Heidi's asking if the not since like fuck. I was in my early 20s. No.
No, that's tough.
Just go
that's
with
it. Tough.
As you get older with the mess, we've talked about this a million times. You don't want to fucking use your imagination anymore. You know? And just this one night, I figured, you know, fuck it. I'll break out the old imagination.
Wow.
Why not?
But she sent you visuals. That's the key.
Yeah, well, a couple. Yeah.
Jeez, man.
They weren't too bad.
She likes you.
They weren't too great.
What?
No, she doesn't, actually. She's paid attention to, believe me.
Well steeped in...
girl like
as,
that doesn't...
As Dice would put it, well steeped in nut knowledge.
But she doesn't have a radio show, right?
Girl like that doesn't... well, no.
Because not having sex is better for the radio.
Well, fuck the radio show, then.
is that your theory on it?
Yeah, because I'm not having sex.
And the radio show's getting good.
I don't think everybody's roaming around, like, with a, you know, having sex all the time.
Well, not all the time.
Yeah. I mean, what
if
is...
in a relationship, you should be having sex.
But, so what are you saying?
All right.
Not having sex.
No.
Where are you going?
Come on. Hash this out on air.
Where's she going?
Wait a minute. That was interesting. And I had no idea where it was actually going. But
that's what I was trying to figure out. And she left.
So you're not... from what I understood, to have a good radio show, you're not supposed to have sex.
No. Where's that logic?
Because there's more interesting things going on in your life, I guess, because your lack of sex. Yes, lack of a sex life, that means you have more to talk about?
Fuck that. I don't want to...
It's a Seinfeld episode.
All right, there's conversations going on outside
of
the show.
Yeah, I don't
know.
That's not how we work.
Radio critic.
I'm not going to, like, you know, not get laid... because I wanted to do a good radio show.
Not on purpose.
When I didn't get laid, I would talk about it, and it sucked.
Yeah, you were a miserable fuck for a very long time.
Yeah, and I don't want to go through 8 years of that shit again.
Oh, nothing to do with that. You're still a miserable fuck.
What?
What?
Why are you giving us the finger? You are the silent...
What is going on with you two?
Silent radio DJ.
I don't get it.
Intern, beer.
I feel completely lost.
I do too.
I don't know what's going on.
Go get a beer. Oh, she's. Heidi's getting.
Go get a beer, Rocket. Leave an empty microphone.
You need to be nice to her.
How am I not being nice?
I don't actually know. Wait a minute. Heidi, what are you talking
about? Where are
you
going? Where are you going?
What? Wait a minute.
You're scaring me.
What are you doing? Come here, Heidi.
Where are you going?
Heidi.
By the way, Heidi is the equivalent of three interns.
Ah, snappy.
Wow, he's quick.
Welcome to Laugh Fridays. What is
it? Laughternoons.
Laughternoons.
Friday Laughternoons. It's the Sunday Funnies on Lunatic Radio.
Yes, I am tech sex, safe sex. There you go.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about the herp through that.
Just the Triple H. A little fucking cramp in the thumb.
So do you think there's any opportunity for a physical interaction?
With what?
With your texter.
You know what sucks even more is U.S. mail sex. That's really...
care.
Ooh. Takes so long.
I'm just curious.
Stamps.
No, it's just fun.
I'm just trying to make it a conversation.
It was fun. It was fun. You know. Whatever.
It's a little bit of fun. I'm going to mail her a packet of sperm and see what she does with it. Just put it somewhere and take a picture and send it to me.
Oh, fuck it. Text
her. Why don't you text her now? See what she's doing. See if you get a response.
What are you doing? Hey, you listening to the show?
No. Let's see what... This would be kind of interesting, Josh, because let's see. During the Super Bowl, she's probably at a party. Let's see how quick she is to respond.
Yeah.
Well, I know for a fact she's busy.
So, let's see what happens.
Why would I text her?
Because I want to see how, if she responds quickly, that means there's a legitimate interest, yeah. I believe.
No.
No, do it.
I've already told her.
Yeah. And it's got to be something that's not, you can't just text her with like something like, hey, text me back. It's got to be something, it's got to be, yeah.
That's how Kieran rolls though. Hey, text me.
No, but it's got to be something that, you know, kind of piques her interest, like finger yourself or something like that.
How's your party going? They like that. That's showing interest.
And put party in quotations.
Yes, right. Because, like, it's not the real party because I'm not there.
What the hell's that?
That's my smoke alarm.
Why?
You might want to go check on that.
Oh, because it's...
Did Heidi just light herself on fire?
No, it's sensitive.
Rocket's smoke alarm's going off.
Rocket's smoke alarm is sensitive, just like Rocket.
By the way, Sarcastic Prick wants me and Rock to leave the show so you can do it by yourself.
Oh, that would be great.
You know what? I'm going to take him up on that.
Are you? Well, maybe then Heidi would sit in and explain to me what the hell's going on.
I don't know. I think she's frustrated.
Frustrated?
Yeah. Frustrated.
Frustrated.
Frustrated. No, man, come on. I gotta keep whatever I do on my private time. But
Semi-private.
Semi-private. I give you guys a little taste, and I hold a little bit back. You know what I mean?
Big taste. Damn it, I'm out.
Yes! 10-0. Fuck me. It better be a good game. I mean...
Hey, it's a commercial with a bunch of stupid guys. Imagine that.
Yeah. Stupid guys.
Men are stupid.
Men are dumb. They don't know how to act in public.
They get hit in the head and stuff. Look at him. He did something stupid. I bet it's a commercial for something that women... Oh, Pepsi. Yeah. Fuck you, Pepsi.
You're building a party out here, guys.
Men are dumb. Women are smart.
Yeah.
Jump.
Women know what kind of lawnmower to buy.
If we didn't have women, we wouldn't know what to do.
I wouldn't.
No, stop. Put that back. Because I don't want to lose
a
number.
Does that count? He's already...
That counted. Number 6, the winner.
Yeah, did we do that yet? Did we do the winners?
No, not yet.
Oh.
We're trying to figure out what's going on through Heidi's head.
Yeah. But Rock won't leave the show to allow that to happen.
I keep... Sorry.
What were we talking about a minute ago?
Him having tech sex.
Yeah,
no, we moved
on. No, emasculated men.
Yeah.
And how they love to portray that in commercials.
Yeah, it's getting ridiculous.
It is a little retarded.
Sitcoms, too.
Yeah.
Your sitcom is...
Men are dumb.
It's never like the guy explaining something to the woman, and she's like, and then her fucking it up, and the guy going, see, I told you why. You say, shut up.
But you
never
couldn't...
That.
You know what? You couldn't have that.
That's too real.
You couldn't have a dominant male figure in a sitcom. It just wouldn't work. It just wouldn't work. Guys have to be the goofy dude in a sitcom.
You know what? You ever see 2.5 Men?
2.5 Men, yes.
That's like the closest thing to a male-dominated sitcom.
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen is just...
Because all there are is men.
Drunkard.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm reading a book right now called Men Are Better Than Women.
All right, you're reading a book. Just stop right there.
And This is the book I'm reading. Dick Masterson. This fella named Dick Masterson wrote it. And he makes some very good points, too, by the way. But, you know, I just...
Oh,
see?
Come on, Sarah.
Here
Sarah,
come the girls. Josh mentions that he's reading a book, Sarah, Men Are Better Than Women, and now Sarah, all the women have flocked into the studio.
Because you're a book professional, and you'll make fun of Josh. It'll be hilarious.
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I just stated that I was reading a book.
And now he's got to look up his notes on the book.
Yeah. Well, no.
See, that's why women are better, because women don't need to read books.
That would be, yeah.
All about this book.
Let me find a good
mainly pictures, right?
No, let me find a good representation of what this might be about.
Dick Masterson is not my porn name, and I can't write a book, so it doesn't matter.
So it's got like a sentence, and it says why men are better than women.
Well, it would say like, it would say something first, like if like men doing radio at least speak into a microphone. Or...
Right. Because I have a lot of experience on the radio.
Hold on, let me...
I'm very nervous.
These books are really interesting.
Boobies, huh? Boobies.
I said I'm reading it. I'm like a third of the way through it.
Yeah, you can't comment on anything yet?
Boobies.
I did comment that I thought some of it was pretty accurate.
Boobies.
Sarah, have you read it?
No, because
exactly.
I don't believe this book exists.
He might convert you. Let's see. This is taking way too long.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for...
GetOldVideoBox.com.
Hold on.
So men are better than women.
Yeah. We've not heard why yet, though. I'm interested. Come on. What's going on?
Well,
why would women be better than men?
Well, first of all, the argument isn't that
huh?
Like
exactly, and boobs.
You have vaginas and boobs, so that
there
makes you
go.
Better than us.
Of course, that's it, right there.
That's not an argument.
What do you think about 19 times a day? At least 19 times a day.
Internet porn.
More specifically,
<That's> silly
pictures.
Hold on, would you
Josh?
Wait a moment?
Wow.
Look, I'm not the only one on the show here. Like,
I know, no, but...
We're waiting for this
well, first,
revelation
well,
how,
well,
about
first
why
you could,
men are
well,
better than women.
Well, this would be a good opportunity while I'm looking for you to tell me why.
Well, the
why
thing
men
is,
aren't.
Josh, is I put on a front when there's no girls around that act tough, but
yeah.
When I show up, I turn into a mush.
I noticed. You're not helping.
Yeah. So you got to be, like, the big tough guy, and I'll, like...
Get him, Josh.
Oh, fuck you guys.
Wait, hold on. Holy Schnikes in the chat room is suggesting that men have a larger brain.
Larger brain is not necessarily better.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, hello.
Physical mass has nothing to do with it.
So, big brain? That doesn't give them much else.
What?
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Try again. Next.
Well, why are men better?
For the record, I'm going with the women because I want to get laid. Thank you.
Yeah, but that's the only reason you would.
Shut up!
Like, if you were on a deserted island, right? Yeah. In the interest of survival, in the interest of I want to live, would you rather be stuck with a man or a woman?
Well, I believe I was watching a clip on Dick Masterson, right? Is that his name? He said, Dick went on to say that men created everything. They invented everything.
Every brick that's there is there because of a man. Every rose.
Everything in science pretty much
Bullshit.
Came from men.
Bullshit.
That's what Dick was saying.
Bullshit. Dick seems really smart.
Obviously, yeah.
I got no retort.
Head to head with Dick the other day.
I didn't have a head-to-head talk with Dick.
Yeah, head-to-mouth.
What is it?
Right.
Oh,
okay. Get it right.
I thought I smelled burning for a second, but it's actually Rock's oven.
Oh.
That's why the thing went off.
That's my brain in overload.
It's your argument.
That's my brain trying to log on to a thought process.
Yeah. You know what?
All right. We're looking for that Dick Masterson genius writing.
Here's what we'll do. Here's what we'll do.
Oh, what are we doing?
We'll take a break and come back next year. That was another good joke, too, today, asshole. Who's counting?
Clearly you are.
That's about it, though. If I do any more, I'm fucked. Hold on. Why are women better than men?
Yeah, does the chat room have any ideas?
Boy, Josh, you really did.
Look, I just mentioned a book, and then all of a sudden it turns this whole thing.
All right, here's one. Holy shnikes.
Where I'm personally being challenged.
Holy shnikes is suggesting that women have book smarts, men have street smarts.
Yeah, but what books do women read?
Whoa.
Oprah books?
Excuse me? Oprah books?
Books with shirtless guys on the covers?
No.
About pirates and...
No.
That's three,
Karen. Thanks, man. Awesome. What was it after three? Four? I'm going to go for that.
I don't even know.
Simon just read Infinite Jest.
Heidi!
That doesn't make him any smarter, though, than a woman.
Heidi would probably agree that men are better than women. What do you think?
No, Heidi would not agree to that. I know Heidi better than that. She would not agree to that. All right,
Josh.
Thank you, Josh, for the
hold on, wait a minute now. This is not...
Really good research right. No, on why men are better than women.
Hold on, this turned into a thing that wasn't meant to be. We were just filling time, so I just threw
right,
one thing
on.
Out.
Women read Cosmo.
Not all go. Women. Try again.
They just look at
stupid
women.
Whoa, whoa, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on.
That's intelligent women do not read Cosmo.
But that doesn't... You can't...
Women
you can't
just look at the ab exercises in Cosmo.
Yeah, you can't just go,
oh, right
hold
here.
On, that's
women
stupid women.
Women think with their brain and men think with their penis?
Yes.
That's why women are smarter than men.
No.
Thank you,
women,
whoever.
No, women think with their women think emotionally, not with their brain.
That is not true.
That is true.
That is
wait.
True.
It is true.
Wait.
How is it not true? I have been in numerous arguments with women, and it doesn't matter how much logic you throw in front of them. It doesn't matter because they feel that you're wrong.
Women do have a more emotional side than men do, but they also think with their brain.
But it gets in the way of all logic. When,
this
when
is
you are
not
angry,
true.
When you're angry, you know, when you're angry, there's no
a
getting...
A smart woman will add yeah. some emotion
but
in, but however,
on.
She
but
will
it's
stop
not,
the
it's
fight,
not about smart woman
think
versus...
about it, and then start again.
Hold on. Women don't have to feel the need to be logical in arguments when they're angry.
No,
they
don't.
They'll just go to hurt you.
Right.
They'll just go until they hurt you. They know they hurt you.
Right.
Men have the need
That's
to be logical.
That's not true. All women don't want to hurt men.
But
oh, come on. In an argument?
That is not true. That is not true. If you truly like the person or love the person, you're not going to want to hurt them.
That's like... That,
I don't know about that.
Try again.
Yeah, that's like saying, all right, the average of this, and you go, well, that's not true, not all of them. Well, because we're going by averages.
You can't really go by averages.
But you have to.
You have to
in
this
scenario
case,
like this.
When we're talking about it like this on a stupid show.
That nobody's even listening
to
because the
averages.
Goddamn football game.
We're not the end-all, be-all of men and women here.
Right. We're... This is kind of bottom of the barrel guys right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
I've never invented anything.
Well, we'll speak from this side of the table.
I'm still trying to figure out how men are smarter or better than women. You haven't.
Well, Dick
any.
Masterson said it. So.
Yeah.
Right.
So
I'm going by what this guy says.
Dick Masterson said.
All right. He's women suck at music.
Women suck at music.
They're bad comedians.
Who just...
There you go.
And they're bad comedians.
And they're bad comedians. Women aren't funny.
All right, here, can you... We'll start on, stages here.
Okay.
Would you agree that men are better at comedy?
No.
No?
No.
All right, who are your favorite five comedians?
I don't really have favorite
five. All right, think of five comedians.
All right, think of the top... Five comedians of all time.
That doesn't necessarily make them better. It just makes them more known.
Okay, it makes them funnier.
Not necessarily better.
But that is better.
No.
Uh-oh, people are calling you a feminist.
Oh, whatever.
We're never going to win, are we?
No, you're not.
All right, how about music? How about music? Name one great piece of music composed by a woman.
Oh, for instance, who just sang the national anthem in God Bless America?
Did she compose it?
No, but
she
I'm
just
saying,
sang it.
Who just sang that?
That's not she's
Jennifer
no, but
Hudson.
That's not, but yeah,
but that's an instrument.
So do they have
is there
a man?
Is there
do they have a man?
Is there a ditty?
Singing?
Is there a ditty along the lines of a Mozart song
you know
that a woman's
ditty will
on a piece of paper?
Put a beat behind that and make it a hit.
The fact that men have had opportunity, women have not had back
Women could tinkle on a piano.
Women weren't allowed to write music back in the
time. I'm
going to
settle this once and for all. Are any women playing in the Super Bowl?
Thank you. No women playing in the Super Bowl.
That doesn't make women or men better than women, unfortunately.
Simon brings up a good point. What is 90 million people watching today? Men on a field. Men.
Idiot men who are getting their heads bashed in? Yeah. Smart True. Men. Smart
All right,
men.
She's got a good point.
But they're still doing it.
Or dumb.
People, yeah.
Dumb.
Idiot men.
You know how many football players have concussions?
Right.
How many have brain injuries by the time they're done with their
Sarah
career?
Come on. Come on.
All right.
What was that?
What are you saying?
He's muttering. How do you... Why
do you mutter?
You're so vocal until you get on the microphone. What happened?
You're very vocal until you get behind a microphone.
It seems everyone in the chat room loves me.
Of course they do. That's not a surprise.
This is like a men's show until women show up.
I guess, right?
This is the problem with guys, is that when there's a woman around...
I snorted.
Like, if you weren't here, all the guys would be completely agreeing. But since you're here, they're going to bash us totally.
Name five good women DJs?
Who cares?
But that's like you could do that with anything. All right, we'll name five good women doctors. Who cares?
What do you
name
think?
Five buildings that were designed by a woman? Who cares?
And I don't have flip flops on. Hello. See her shoe.
Mm.
What is that? I'm not a stupid woman.
The astronaut that dropped the tool bag in space.
I don't know.
That was a lady, I believe.
All right. Well, you know what? This is actually a retarded argument.
I know. It's going nowhere.
Because it will never... No one will ever solve
no.
this.
Right. You can't. You have to back your side.
But I was interested to find out what this guy was saying. Like,
I don't have the book in front of me.
It's
kind of hard. I should have brought the book. Yeah. I thought
Can
about
doing it. Can
you
play the clip from Dr. Phil?
Tell you what. Let's do that.
We'll play the clip. This guy was on Dr. Phil. I guess he went on there for like an interview or something.
Yeah.
And he pretty much, in the intro to his clip before his interview, he tells you about himself.
Now, granted,
and his views.
He's
a little ridiculous.
He goes overboard.
I agree with some things. Some other things, he's a little fucking...
He goes overboard.
He does go overboard. Like, pretty much, women stink.
Yeah.
Completely.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's not a nice guy.
No. He's obviously not married.
There's nothing more liberating
this is him,
freeing
Dick
to
Masterson.
A woman than
Dr.
chauvinism.
Phil.
A woman has no responsibilities because I don't expect her to get anything right. All women are whores. They trade sex for money. They trade sex for cars. How is prostitution illegal, but alimony isn't? They're basically the same thing. You're paying for the whore to leave. A penny saved is a woman fired. Women make horrible employees. Women should not be allowed to vote. It's ridiculous. A woman president would be a disaster.
Huh?
So what do you think so far?
He's an asshole.
Okay.
There's no basis for anything he said.
Okay.
Women know in their hearts that women cannot make decisions. A woman would never vote for Hillary Clinton. She embarrassed herself by not pleasing her man, essentially. And women know it. Well, women are only good for having kids. Unfortunately, they're not very good at raising them. Hitler was raised by a single
mother.
Alright,
hold on. He's just making some general statements.
Yeah.
Why are you reading this book?
General observation. It was hysterical to me.
Josh, yeah, well, I was in hysterical. Well, does he make good points?
Here's what happened. He makes some good points and goes way overboard for the sake of humor. Here's what happened. I'm in the airport. I got nothing to do. I happen upon this book, and I'm like, oh, it's interesting. I flip through it, and I get to one about nurses. And he's like, you always know when a woman's a nurse because she's always wearing her fucking scrubs. Those disgusting outfits. And they wear them everywhere. They're in the grocery store.
Don't.
Yes, they do.
They do
not.
They
wear them to the grocery store because they just got
if
off
they
their
just got off of yeah. work.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. You just get off work in your scrubs, where someone probably pissed on it, and you've been dealing with that garbage all day.
Walk out. Best friend who's an RN does the same thing.
I know. Change out of that shit if you're going to go out in the public. That's was the point. It's disgusting.
Wait a second. Right. Nurses work 12-hour shifts on
Uh-oh.
Their feet.
Yeah.
Like. Saving people. They can walk to the grocery store and pick up their groceries
they're helping,
and their scrubs,
they're,
and I think that's...
They're helping doctors
and you know
save
what?
People.
No, that is not true. The doctors do shit.
Come on.
And you know what?
You can't
no,
say that.
Doctors do shit. I know...
You can't say
nurses.
That the nurse does more for the guy
they
who's having
do.
A heart bypass.
They do!
They do what
yes, they're...
Right.
Get out of my... studio, yes, both of you.
That's why the doctor, that's why they have to go by what the doctor jots
have
down on the chart
ever,
for them to do.
Yeah. None of the, as have a nurse, you ever hung out in the ICU?
No.
Okay, well, I have.
Other than when I'm getting surgery.
Okay, well, I have.
And it's usually the nurses are doing what the doctor's been told.
No, this is not true.
Fuck yourself.
The doctors disappear for hours at a time.
Leaving instructions.
Granted, they're probably in surgery somewhere. The nurses do all of the heavy lifting. The heavy lifting. The nurses are there saving lives while the doctors are out somewhere else. If you spent any time hanging out in an ICU, mm-hmm, you would know exactly what goes on.
Nurses doctors, do a lot.
The nurses do everything. The doctors are not present.
But they come in and do the magic,
they
and
do
then they
surgery,
leave.
Surgery, whatever, but...
Surgery, whatever!
The,
it's
the
fixing a problem!
There for yeah, afterward. The nurses do a ton more than doctors do. And they're...
Maybe they do... Yeah, but...
They do more of the legwork.
Wouldn't you agree that the doctors are doing the really crucial and important work?
Not necessarily.
It's like that's like
you gotta give us a little bit.
No, I won't.
Why?
I know doctors and I know.
See, this
nurses
is the whole point. Yeah. We're going back and to I the point where we have to be logical.
No, but wait,
men
wait,
have
wait,
the need to be
on,
logical. Women
hold
don't.
On, hold on. There are men nurses also.
Right.
Yeah.
So
we're
this argument
about,
about
we're not talking
why
about our oh, faggots better than women.
And they're that all was pretty faggot.
That was one. Hold on, he's got a good one. How's it going? Oh, boy. All right, you know, Dick Masterson isn't the greatest speaker.
No. Let's see a little more, Woody.
All right, go ahead.
Men have created everything you see in the world. Men invented electricity. Men invented cures for diseases.
Every brick you see is there because a man put it there.
The only thing women really do with their time is spend men's money. Men, this is what you look like to a woman.
All right, she looks like she's got something to say.
You got something to say there?
This guy's an idiot. I can't even say anything. I mean, he's just an idiot. There's no okay, basis for what he's saying.
Does he get laid, this guy?
Obviously not.
I don't know.
Unless it's with another man.
I can't imagine he does.
I don't know. There's some women who really...
Really?
Yeah.
I could not imagine that.
You couldn't, but there are a lot of women who...
He's unfortunately probably hanging out with the women who aren't that bright.
Very,
the bright women
very
would
likely,
never,
yeah,
ever hang out with a man like this.
I don't know. I've seen women do weird things. Like, you've never seen
stupid
a woman like,
women,
she seems smarter than that. Why is she with that guy? You've never...
No, right. Yes. I have, yes. I agree.
Okay.
Some women will do stupid things for love, for...
Compromise. First sign. Oh, we're having trouble with the... She's not giving a little bit. Give. We're giving, right? We're giving.
Right.
I'm giving a little.
No, I'm saying that...
It took 40 minutes.
I haven't seen him justify the reason why men are better than women. I haven't.
Well, let's see. Let's see if he does.
This is all they're after. Women can't do math. They can't be organized. Can't lead a company. They can't take risks.
I mean, these are just... Right. Know, well, his opinion.
Here's one thing that I do remember reading. He was talking about cleaning. Mm. And how when a woman cleans...
You guys are better at that than us.
Actually, his argument was no.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
He was like, taking a stack of bills and shoving it in a drawer somewhere is not cleaning. That's fucking up my stuff.
Obviously, he's hanging out with the wrong women.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, he says men take time to clean.
Oh, bullshit!
No, women are clearly...
And one of my favorite lines was, a remote control can never be put away because it's in a constant state of use. If you put a remote control in a basket, that is ridiculous. That's like putting a piano in front of a bathroom.
That's like putting a piano.
Yeah, it looks classy, but I got to piss, you know?
Yeah, right.
It's comedy.
Yeah. It's a...
Right, so basically,
yeah,
he's saying everything he's saying.
Basically,
no,
everything is exaggeration. Everything
right,
is a
right,
joke.
Right.
However, there are some grains of truth in it because there you will know women who are like that.
His opinion.
You can't say obviously his opinion in that might.
Everything he says has no. There's no backing for it.
Right, but he's. It's all,
I mean, I don't
yeah,
believe
but what
men clean
do you
better
need?
Than women.
That's
I've seen a man clean. I know he doesn't clean better than I do.
He doesn't clean faster than you do, but he might clean better.
No, he does not. I know he does not clean better.
Give
than
him 2 weeks to clean something.
No. I've seen him clean the bathroom. I know I can do it much better.
Don't stereotype me.
Well, that's what this guy is doing. He's stereotyping women. Yeah.
Yeah, it is stereotyping.
It's totally stereotyping.
It is.
That's the worst kind of stereotype there is.
All right.
I think
less. I clean better than everybody.
Oh, bullshit.
There you go. See?
Oh, I do. See?
Your bathroom is actually very clean. Though.
Rock just sweeps everything underneath his sideburns.
My bathroom is very clean. That's right.
It is very clean.
Do we,
are we interested in what Dr. Phil has to say?
Is anybody ever interested in what Dr. Phil has to say?
Really?
Okay. Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
We'll give it a shot.
I'll give it like 10 minutes.
Dr. Shill?
10 seconds. Here we go.
The booing sounds distinctly high pitched.
You think?
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of men that agree with me, I think, that I didn't hear from.
Now, this is Dick Masterson on Dr. Phil.
I know that this is so outrageous that you would think, okay, he's a plant here to typify the really ridiculous. But your whole life is centered around, you even have a website, menarebetterthanwomen.com.
I have a website, menarebetterthanwomen.com. I educate thousands of new men daily to the art of chauvinism.
Do you agree that you're judgmental?
Sure. I think everyone is.
Yeah. And because we ask you several questions. You said if you see a woman driving an expensive car.
She's owned.
She's owned by somebody.
Absolutely.
And it's what do you mean when you say lesbians are faking it?
All right, come on. This guy doesn't give.
Yeah.
I can't agree with this guy because he's not giving. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, that's his thing, though. Like, that's why he's on the show is because he's not going to give.
Well, he's killing himself. He's killing his.
He's selling book. He got a book deal.
I know, but he's got to be, like, a little bit more realistic.
We don't like realism. We want extremes. That's what makes people watch. That's what makes people pay attention.
Goof,
is extremes.
Though. It makes you goof.
That's the idea for him.
Ugh. Really?
Yeah, I think so. This is my favorite part. He actually gets into it with a woman in the audience.
Go ahead.
I don't hate women. Men.
Does it have to ever been with anybody?
I don't hate women. Now, I'm sure you have multiple blouses and multiple pairs of pants at home, but you chose these because they were your favorite. They were better than the others. That doesn't mean you hate the ones you didn't wear. I don't hate women. Men.
What does that have to do with having a date?
Men are better than women. Yes.
That's not my answer. My question. And take those stupid glasses off.
I'm sure Dr. Phil can back me up on that.
Show us how you look.
Women line up to date guys like me, and you've had them all on your show.
Be at the end of that line.
Well, if you get the treadmill a little more, you'd be at the front.
Look at her face. I love this part because you see her face.
You got to see the face.
Clearly,
she got owned.
Now listen to her response.
End of that line.
Well, if you hit the treadmill a little more, you'd be at the front. What was that?
I didn't hear you because I'm sure it was someone.
Oh no!
Thank you.
She lost. She lost that one.
Yeah, she did.
I didn't hear you.
Oh, all right. Well, he's not a nice guy.
Right. No.
He's just, it's over the top.
It is over the top. But that's what I like about it. I like the extreme. I like the over the topness. I'm not saying I agree with everything he says.
Right.
But he does raise some interesting points.
Men are from Venus, women are from Mars.
You're just swatting them away as if it's not an interesting point.
He hasn't given any evidence for.
No.
What do you take as evidence?
Facts.
Such as?
I haven't heard of facts.
Like what kind of, you want like scientific studies?
Yeah, I want to know. Like, everything he has said has been an opinion.
But if it's based on anecdotal evidence...
If a woman has an expensive car she's owned, how about if that woman is a CEO of a company? She can afford that expensive car.
Right.
How about if she's a single woman?
Hold on.
But on the average, what are the odds?
No, it's an odds game.
What are the odds?
Not today's day and age. Women can afford much more than some men. A lot of women make more than their partners. And they're paying for their car.
What if we were able to somehow just come up with like 50 reasons why men, legitimate reasons, why men are better than women, and we delivered them to you, and we showed them to you with stats and all that, would you still, after seeing all this would you believe that men are better than women?
I would look at your list and see if this is indeed true.
I don't think she would.
No, I don't think so either. I actually would.
What I'm saying is we're going to get nowhere with this.
Yeah, it's going to go nowhere.
No, if you have legitimate facts that state why men might be better than women, I would listen to it. Unfortunately, none of this is legitimate.
We're not, you know, we're not, because we need you guys.
I know.
Kieran, ask for the rib back. Ask for the rib back.
All right, we need to take a break. Yeah.
Hello, this is Bear Grylls, and I'm in the jungle in Panama. And I just found out that 3 years ago, an American tourist came out here, and he didn't listen to Lunatic Radio, and he died.
This is Lunatic Radio.
This is Big D from Richmond, Kentucky, and I am Lunatic Radio.
This is Bert from Seattle, Washington, and I am Lunatic Radio.
This is Chris from Tampa, Florida, and I am Lunatic Radio.
Hey, I'm Ace from Orange County, and I am Lunatic Radio.
Hey, this is Elizabeth from Chicago. How are you guys doing? And I am Lunatic Radio.
This is Susio in Salt Lake City, Utah, and I am Lunatic Radio.
This is Mr. D from Colorado. Here I am, Lunatic Radio.
Lunatic Radio, baby pop.
This is Bizzo from the BJ Radio Show, and you're listening to the Cringe Humor Radio Network, streaming the best stand-up comedy on the internet 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It truly is comedy that questions your morality.
Oh, look, Paris Hilton. Oh, I met Paris Hilton. I got this show, and I met her, and I fucked her. Well, it wasn't her. I thought it was. I looked down. It was a dead fucking earthworm, but it was the same feeling. Because they're both shit-dwelling shit-dwellers that shouldn't dwell around my shit.
And if you enjoy the tremendous rotation of stand-up comedy, be sure to check out the schedule of live shows at cringehumorradio.com, including, but not limited to, the BJ Radio Show.
You're a freaking whore. Salute, you corporate whore. What a fucking tool.
Are you looking for HD quality, uncensored broadcasts from all genres of news, sports, music, entertainment, and more? Or are you a broadcaster looking for a program to help easily get your live and pre-programmed content out to a wide audience? If you are either an avid listener of internet-based programming or a broadcaster with little or even advanced knowledge, then You Broadcast is for you. You Broadcast has created two revolutionary products for both the listener and broadcaster. First, the You Broadcast Player. The You Broadcast Player for the listener immediately gives access to hundreds of live and pre-programmed shows with easy-to-use functions and interactive features. It also gives access to featured content and, coming soon, live concerts, adults-only programming, and premium content channels. And if that's not enough, the You Broadcast Station Manager. The You Broadcast Station Manager is an easy-to-use broadcasting tool that will quickly get your show up and running. Talk live about topics that are important to you that may not get coverage in mainstream media. Conduct interviews and other presentations, debate live callers, and play sound effects and commercials just like professional broadcasters. The best part to getting started is that it's all free. So go to youbroadcast.com and try it yourself. That's www.youbroadcast.com.
And now back to the lunaticradio.com show. We suck.
So what's the scenario?
Bono knows that.
Can't rap, well what do you know? The J-Dog is first up to bat. No batteries included and no strings attached. No holds barred, no time for move faking. Got to get to loot so I can bring home the bacon. Brothers front, they say the drop can't flow, but we've been known to do the impossible like Broadway Joe. So sleep if you want, like we'll help you get your Z's true. But here's the real scoop. I'm all that and then some. Short Dr. Handsome, bust a nut inside your eye to show you where I come from. I'm vexed, fuming. I've had it up to here. My days of pain.
What up, everybody?
Is in there. Yeah.
LunaticRadio.com.
Yeah. Fred Durst joined the room.
Yeah, boy. Feeling those lighters.
Join the room.
Yeah. It's the tribe, y'all. Inside, upside, come around.
Who's that?
Bam. All right, word up, everybody. LunaticRadio.com show. We bagged the show 3 minutes into it, so we're just hanging out.
Actually, you bagged it. I have been on top of this show since the first minute till now. What?
You've been on top of something. Rock. I don't even know. See?
No sense.
Pointless. This the whole fucking show. Josh and I attempted to make a point.
Do a segment.
Yeah, attempted. It just fell flat.
Well,
we should have realized
well?
That, too. Because we've been drinking beers all
the
time.
And here's the problem.
The entire show, we think we can like make sense.
Well, here's the problem, too.
It's the problem with alcohol. It makes you think you're smart.
We're not making our point. We're making the point of someone else.
Right.
And that's difficult to do.
Right. Wait. Yeah, good point. Dick Masterson stinks.
I don't know. All I know is I ate, drank, sure, and texted in that last
Now,
segment.
I'm sure, because it's his point of view, if we had him on the phone
he's really
allowed
him
to argue. Yeah,
yeah.
But he would probably put up a better argument than we could, because it's his point of view.
What I would ask Dick Masterson, the author of his, what's the book?
Men are better than women.
The author of
Men are wetter than women. No, women are better. Wetter. Fuck. Never mind. I'm done.
The author of Men Are Better Than Women. What I would ask him is, does he give? Does he give? Like, is there a compromise to his argument?
I don't know. That's a good question.
So that's the thing. Fucking a lot of people, when they argue, they just have their point.
Is she still riled up about it?
Are you still? Is Sarah still riled up?
Watching the game.
All right.
She could be, though, she says.
I hear her in there. We agree that...
You agree to disagree.
We agree to disagree. You got one thing, we got another. Fucking happens.
That's what that sounds like.
You go this way, we go that way.
What's that?
You know what it is? They're an outlet, we're a plug. That's the fucking shit. Need each other.
So what happened? What's going on? LunaticRadio.com?
That's why men love dogs.
What?
These broads are twisted.
Dogs are easy. They're simple.
I love my fucking dog.
She's still riled up about it.
She is. Are you riled up in there?
She's talking about it.
She's pissed. Dick Masterson said all women are hoes.
Yeah. If you don't agree, check him out. Leave comments on his website, menarebetterthanwomen.com. See,
oh my God.
To get back to what we were saying, it's like everything he's saying, too, is based on, like, one, anecdotal evidence.
Right.
And two, averages. I mean, naturally, not every woman falls into these categories.
Right.
Yeah, but you have to play the averages. You have to play, you know.
But if he wants to come across like some sort of, like...
Well, he's a caricature.
Yeah. So, which kind of kills his point. Right?
Right. Well, in a way.
It kills what he's trying to say, because he's making jokes about it.
You know who
it,
makes...
He's exaggerating
You know who else makes the same points, but is better? At it, Patrice O'Neal.
Patrice O'Neal.
Yeah,
I was just
Patrice
about to bring
is
him
pretty
up.
Much dead on. But the thing is, it becomes
no. He's not dead on. No, but no, no, but no, he no. But he explains his point in a way where he's not trying to exaggerate it.
Yeah.
It becomes an issue of it's very difficult to be a feminist when you look at females.
I dig feminists, by the way.
I don't. I can't.
Love them
hang
They're easy as long as you go along with them.
It's very difficult being a woman. Being lumped in with the majority of women. Do you understand? I love taking a load to the face. Don't get me wrong.
Fuck out of here. No one likes taking a load to the face.
No, I love taking a load to the face. I'm very into the
load facing?
Being dominated. Mm. Come on my face. Come on my tits. Come on my ass. I love that. But I'm drunk.
Go ahead. Oh, my.
Anyway. fuck you. Like you're a
no, I'm
shrinking
drunk.
Flower now.
No, I'm not shrinking flour. I'm growing weed.
You want to fight?
She's very.
Now, what was your point, Heidi?
What was your point?
My point is that it's very difficult to identify with feminists because, for the most part, I don't want to be identified with the feminine, at large.
And why?
Women at large. I don't want to be lumped in. I never want to be lumped in. I'm not a typical woman.
Right.
And so as a woman, it's very difficult for me to say, yeah, I'm a woman. Yeah, I'm a feminist.
Why
and
are you
turn
not
around
a, why aren't
and look
you
at
a
the
typical
majority
woman?
Of these asshole women. But then I feel the same way about dudes. How can you look at a stereotypical guy and want to be lumped in with that?
Right.
Because you're exceptional. Josh, at least. Not Kieran. But... you know what I mean?
What did you do?
Fucking, I don't know. I didn't give a shit.
I know you don't give a shit.
I'm kidding.
Whatever. I'm just saying.
No, I see your point.
You do?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm a typical woman.
No, I don't think so either.
So I want to be
what's wrong with being a typical woman?
I want to be feminist and say, well, there is something wrong with being a typical
woman. What is wrong with that?
Typically, women... are weak and...
No. That's you fucking saying that. Typical women aren't weak.
In what way?
You said before, right, that I would probably agree that men are greater than women? You said that.
Oh, well, I was joking.
That's true.
Because we were losing a battle. I needed an
escape.
Men
dominate, okay? I like... And as a woman, I like to be dominated, but I don't think that that makes men better than me. It's a very slippery slope. Slippery slope.
Sarcastic prick checking in. Feminists sometimes act like sexist men.
That's right. And so here's the other thing. I've worked in an environment that's dominated. That's dominated by lesbians. Men hating lesbians.
Yeah.
Pro extinction of men.
We don't hate lesbians. We're just not attracted to them.
No. I'm saying men hating. I've worked in an environment dominated by male hating lesbians who want men to be extinct.
Good luck with that, weak puncher.
They want to dominate male society.
They're dixists.
They want to become the top of society and sublimate men. I personally prefer to be dominated by men, but that's just a personal preference.
Why do you want to be dominated by fucking men?
I don't know.
We're disgusting fucking shit-throwing assholes.
Are. Absolutely. And I don't think men are better than women.
Josh, if I could, like, legally throw my shit, I would.
You could literally do that if you wanted.
You could.
Yeah, I still feel like cleaning
Not
it up,
Not legally,
though.
But literally.
No, well, legally. I would love throwing my shit, like, as currency. Like, if I wanted to buy a candy bar, I would give two shits.
Now, stuff like that is, like, on the low end of the average for dudes. You got the guy who built the building and then Kieran who's like, I'd throw my shit if I could.
Hey, Rock, I had 4 good lines today.
Oh, ding, ding, ding.
Well.
Super duper.
I think the problem is that you know, things are put in a, we lump people together, you know, like on an individual, like to me on an individual basis, I think, you know, everyone has their own merit. But if I had to lump people together, it's, you do that anyway. You go, well, this is what these people are like,
right.
Even though they're not all like that. It's just the nature of the way we are. It's easier to categorize in big chunks like that.
I'm not into the whole men versus women thing.
It's unnecessary.
But I do,
I'm more into the women versus women thing.
But I do feel that,
I love seeing a woman who can't stand other women.
Well, I wouldn't say I can't stand other women, but I don't like being lumped in with women
right.
in
well,
general.
Well, you don't like the typical.
I don't like typical
woman.
And women typically. I'm like if I'm driving and somebody's a really shitty driver, and then I catch a glimpse of them, and it's a chick. I'm like, of course, it's a chick.
Yeah,
right.
You know, same way that I am. Of course, it's an Asian. You know what I mean? Like, of course, you suck at driving. You're a chick.
Yeah.
And I don't feel that I'm lumped in with that. I think there's more skilled individuals and less skilled individuals,
right.
And possibly women are less skilled at physical, tangible.
Well,
things
I think part of the problem too is that you know there are certain things that we place value on.
Sarcastic Break says chick or chink, exactly.
He also says 3 hours, 4 good lines. Kieran stinks.
No,
some of the
I had 4 more better lines than Rock. four more.
And they were probably all read from the chat room.
That's bullshit. That's bullshit.
You haven't been on the show, asshole.
Me just sitting there is...
Yeah, I haven't sat there.
Right.
Like, you have to consider...
I win this argument, shit dick, get out.
You have to consider that a lot of the things that we place importance on, you know, are male-dominated, but that's probably why we place importance upon it.
Right, absolutely. Yes, I agree. Look, as far as the whole dudes invent things, dudes write things...
I think whores are better than everybody. What do you think?
If they're honest about it, yeah.
Word. Holla back.
Holla.
I know what I'm saying. I'm working on fumes right now.
Yeah, we still have to do the drawing.
The drunk calls.
The drawing.
Give me a phone.
Tonight is a drawing?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm calling you for the own show right
now. It's okay. You know what? It's all right that I'm not in the drawing.
Oh, you said it!
Because I'm getting my own painting, regardless.
Oh, are you?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh, he's
still up!
No! Pittsburgh gonna score? Oh, my God. 17-7. Flag is down. Oh, God damn it. We can do some drunk calls. We have three.
Woo! I love drunk calls.
Or
the HeidiShow.com, everybody. The HeidiShow.com.
HeidiShow.com. www.
Heidi here, care of the HeidiShow.com. Is it the Heidi Show?
It is the Heidi Show. H-E-I-D-E. HeidiShow.
The HeidiShow.com.
Or we can do the win a gift from Wonder Bros. We can do that.
I thought that was the drawing.
Yeah.
No.
Tonight.
Yeah, yeah. We can do that.
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it.
You want to get on mic, Rock?
I thought Simon had a drawing.
You all have been waiting for it. Win a gift from Wonder Bros. A free painting from our buddy, friend of the show, Holy Schnikes. We have, if you left a review for the LunaticRadio.com show on iTunes and emailed us at the show at LunaticRadio.com with your name and review, we took your name and entered it into a hat. You're in the contest. And if you win this contest, you will receive a painting of whatever you like from the very talented Holy Schnikes at WonderBros.com.
Schnike says it's a draw to see who's better, men or women.
Now, Rocket has the... Rock, how many?
10,000
names in a bucket. He's mixing them around right now. Rock, put it next to the mic so we can hear you mixing it around.
Not in my face.
There it is.
Whack me in the head with the
goddamn
thing.
It's a wicker basket full of names. Rocket will randomly hold it up and it randomly pick one. That's how. I'm awesome at this. I'm like the Wheel of Fortune guy.
Yeah,
you're hot.
Yeah, hold it up.
You're good.
And Rocket is choosing a card with a number on it.
And what does it say?
The number is what?
Eight.
The winner.
Sweet titty milk. Sweet titty milk. Oh, sweet titty milk.
Sweet titty milk.
The winner.
Ow!
Oh, no.
Fireman 38. Fireman 38, you are the winner.
The underdog comes in.
Arizona Cardinal, if you will.
Fireman 38, you are the winner of a free painting of your choosing from the Holy Schnikes at WonderBros.com. Email us at the show at LunaticRadio.com, sir. And we'll get you working on the prize there. Fireman 38 is the winner of the Wonder Bros contest. Congratulations, sir. I just hope you don't want a painting of a dick or something, because I don't know if Holy Schnikes is going to do it.
Fireman.
Ooh, I am dying. Dying. Anybody got gas money? Full Marine.
That's prick.
Five good lines.
S prick wants Two Stone Mike to have it, the prize donated to him.
I know, Two Stone Mike really wanted it.
Everybody wants Two Stone Mike to get...
What number was Two Stone Mike? Oh, man, you missed it by two. You were number 10. Well, I put 20 numbers on different pieces of paper. All right, pick again. Fuck Fireman 38. No, I'm kidding.
You can't do that.
I guess I can close all this heart attack girl stuff.
Did that guy call in?
No.
No,
he never got a time from Jimmy.
Ten! So. I got ten!
Well, Two Stone, you came in second. Congratulations, sir. Maybe next year. Millennium you'll win.
Maybe the Heidi show will be...
That was the sound of this show sucking dick.
I thought we did all right the last 6 seconds.
Let's play these drunk calls. Here's Mr. Peebs. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNETS, 206-202-566. We're going to listeners go out and get hammered.
He's my fan.
Instead of calling their boyfriends, girlfriends, moms and dads, husbands or wives, they call us on the drunk call hotline with rambling shit. Sirius Satellite Radio, here we come.
Hey, LR, it's the Peebs again, and I kind of felt shitty after that last call. Because I'm just kind of pissed off right now. So I thought I'd leave you guys on a happy note that the muffin question...
Yes.
I can guarantee you right now works on fat chicks. Peace.
Muffin question works on fat chicks because they dig muffins.
You know what's funny? I did one of those one-word response things, and the question was muffins, and I put like as the response.
Was it like a personality test or something?
Something like that.
By the way, thoughts and prayers to Peebs' grandfather who's dying of prostate cancer.
That was out of nowhere.
Yeah, well, that was his first call, and I didn't want to play it because it was kind of a bummer.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, apparently they went out to a bar together and got hammered.
Wow.
All right, Peebs, hang in there, buddy.
Yeah.
Here is Sean from Key Largo. Should not be listening to internet radio.
Yo, fellas, this is Sean from Key Largo. What's up?
What up?
Yo, I'm listening to last Friday's podcast, and y'all are doing a segment about the fattest city in the United States, and Miami's number one. Well, it just so happens I live in Miami, but I work in Key Largo. And, hey, I will tell you what, I will verify that. Out of all the cities I've been to, and I've been to a shitload of fucking cities, this is the fattest one.
Wow. Miami is indeed the fattest city in America.
Bullshit.
That sounds like a lot.
That's not right.
That must mean like...
That's what we thought when we read the list last weekend. Miami came in at number one.
Wow.
That's fattest outrageous.
City. The fuckers around here, these fucking Cubans, they sit on their fucking ass, smoking their fucking Cuban cigars and eating goddamn Cuban food.
It's got to be something in the Midwest.
I've never had that shit. It's really, really good, but really, really bad for you because they fucking fry every fucking thing.
Yeah, I don't know. He has a good point.
There weren't a whole lot of really big people in the Midwest.
Really?
Yeah, not the ones that I saw.
From what I've seen.
Really?
Big ass people. They all have biscuits and gravy, you know what I'm saying?
Here is some girl.
Hey, what's up? My name is Brittany, I think, and I want to suck on my titty, but I can't reach it.
What?
And I totally just, I'm craving some Domino's pizza.
Is this you?
No!
Because it sounds like you.
I can suck my own tit if I want to.
Doesn't it sound like Heidi?
Is she gonna go? Is she gonna say,
though,
"I enjoyed text messaging with you"?
Oh shit! I almost tripped on my shoelace, but I'm not even wearing shoes. So, hey man, what's up?
Nah, she ain't ghetto.
Can you put your tongue
Seattle
in my ass? But don't go, don't.
Can you
but don't go, don't. But don't go. What kind of word is that? Oh, my. Well, call me back, okay? Can't wait. Phone? I am lunaticradio.com.
That's Riley Beans.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Yo, peace.
Could you return her
in
call?
The Middle East?
No.
There's something about the rhythm of her speech that's surprisingly kind of hot.
It is. It's that dumb, naked, okay, you want to bang.
Is that hot, really? See, that's where I take umbrage.
It's one of those things that I don't, like, mentally it's not hot, but it's still, I think it's that, drunk chick, easy.
Something's, yeah exactly. Nike says men are better.
No,
Sarcastic prick.
Stalker Patty?
Yeah, no, it's not.
It made me horny, though.
Two Stone Mike, anybody? You know, let's just cut like halfway through.
Don't, you know, it's fucking...
All right, that's enough.
Mike, too, of course, I was smoking up. Shit. I think the basic reason that I was calling...
Yeah.
...was I'm drunk. Yeah, it's drunk call hotline. And, I think I'm on September of 2007. That's the range that I'm at here in the lunatic radio world. I don't even know what's reality within the show. You guys are just talking about...
You know what, Mike?
What's he going to do when he catches up?
I don't know. I just can't do the Two Stone Mike drunk hole today. Mike, Two Stone Mike, you got to get to the point. I know he's hammered when he calls in, but he's got to get to the point. I can't... How many times have we played a drunk call from Two Stone Mike where like, I don't know, at least 2 minutes is like set up. And I just can't.
That's his thing, though.
Yeah, I know, but he's got to not make it his thing anymore. It can't be his thing. Yeah, I've had enough of it. I love Two Stone Mike, though. He's a Hall of Fame drunk caller. He's calling sober. How about sober calls from Mike?
Just to see the difference.
I don't look that fat in person, do I?
That's a loaded question, Heidi, and you know it.
Heidi looking at herself on webcam saying she's looking
really
big.
Fat.
You look good. It's a wide-angle lens.
By the way, Rock, when you just reach for the mouth, it looks like you're trying to grab some teat.
I don't think I look that fat in person. Give me another beer.
How do you want to take us to Hotties of the Week?
Oh, yeah. Let's hear the Hotties of the Week. H-O-T-W, baby.
Do you
want to
fuck me?
Do I?
Yeah.
Yes, have some.
Yes, have some.
How
do you want me?
Go away, Baton.
Heidi's showing her ass on webcam. Congratulations. Pink underwear today, huh? Hotties of the Week, everybody. This is when we pick a chick from the world of entertainment, deem her the hottie of the week. Like I said, if you made it through this show, you are a fucking complete champ. This is what internet radio usually sounds like.
Yeah. Wow, that's six in a row.
Yeah.
My show's better.
Wait, what do you mean? I got a hottie of the week this week, too.
I got a hottie of the week for you.
But I
got
to find the paper. She's from Big Love. She plays...
Jennifer Goodwin!
The young one. The young...
Yeah.
Is that her name?
Oh, no, the blonde?
No, the young one.
The brown-haired one?
Yeah, the young...
Jennifer Goodwin.
Yeah, I love her.
What?
What does she play on Big Love?
She's the youngest wife. She's the third wife.
Yeah, what's her name, though? It's like Margie.
Margie.
Margine from Big Love. Love her, man. Hottie of the week. Michelle Merkin. Coming in from... Rich. Erica Campbell coming in from Cousin Rob. Usually Cousin Rob has good ones. Look that one up on Google, somebody.
Yeah.
My hottie of the week is fat Jessica Simpson. I like her a little
the
fat.
The Biebs. Hayden Panettiere. Hottie of the week. Christina Aguilera, Schneggy's hack pick, but go ahead, sir. That's a good one. Heidi, who's your hottie of the week?
Fat Jessica Simpson.
I heard that. Everybody's got to leave Jessica Simpson alone.
Her big fat ass. She looks fine to me.
Well, dunk a dunk.
She looks good. She can carry that. She's
Josh
got
Gogan,
hottie
of the week.
I'm going to go with this Alessandra Ambrosio.
Ooh, nice one. I like that. Rock, who's your hottie of the week?
Who cares?
Is Rock get a paycheck this week? No. This is the worst part about it.
Maybe next week.
Hottie of the week there, Simon. Go ahead.
Mila Kunis. You guys just saw her forgetting Sarah Marshall finally.
Rock, that's no way to... Come on. Mila Kunis. It's a bad name.
And you cut off Simon. Simon, who's your hottie of the week?
I bombed on that one. It was like a
Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah
is the hottie of the week. Definitely. She's super hot.
Hottie of all time.
Hottie of all time. That's another show, sir.
That's a farewell show.
Yeah. We'll be doing that one March.
And everybody, I'd just like to say, next year, this time, Puppy Bowl 6.
See, I would say...
Did you see his face? Oh, my phone's ringing.
I would say that, Simon's trying to smooth things over, but...
Yeah, what up?
I think she kind of does qualify.
Thanks for everyone for tuning in. Thanks for me for not having to be here.
Yeah. All right, good. All right, man. Thank you, Kev.
I had a wonderful time with Rob and Metallica.
Later. There's Fat Kev.
And, yeah.
Congratulations to Fireman 38, winner of the Wonder Bros contest.
Yeah, good job.
Happy Super Bowl, everybody. We got hammered today.
Wonder Bros!
This is not the typical LunaticRadio.com show, but we did do some fun things today.
But it's not the atypical LunaticRadio.com show either.
Oh, really?
Well, there's been shows similar.
That have sucked.
That have been worse.
Yeah, yeah. Pick a boogie. All right. Anybody else got anything to say? Smack my bitch.
No.
By the way, Bruce Springsteen is playing the.
Right now?
What is he singing? Born to Run? Looks like he's rapping.
I don't know. If we stop the show, we could go find out.
Looks like he's rapping right now.
Yeah, it does.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next week. We're going to do a better job, like Tony Kornheiser says.
Right.
On the PTI PTI show. Fucking Sam Adams Light is killing me.
Wow. Oof. Wow.
I guess I can't get drunk. I got to live it up on the internet radio with the bomb. Getting bombed on the air.
Can I stop recording?
If you want.
All right. Bye.